Hey, Columbus, buy a new Ford at the same price a Ford employee pays. No markup, no haggling. Right now, Capital Ford of Columbus, get employee pricing on F-150s, Super Duties, Explorers, Mustangs, and more. Thousands in savings. This deal ends soon. Come to Capital Ford today, priced for you.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Memorial Tournament from Muirfield Village will tee off today at 7:45. Join the fan at the Memorial Tournament today through Sunday as we will have live coverage from Jack's Place all weekend long. In Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the New York Knicks went into San Antonio and beat the Spurs 105-95. The Knicks have now won 12 straight postseason games and will try to make it 13 tomorrow night in Game 2 from San Antonio. The Cleveland Guardians defeated the New York Yankees 5-4 for their second straight win against the Bronx Bombers. The Guards will go for the sweep this afternoon at 1:35. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds were on the wrong end of a three-game sweep after losing to the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night. The Redlegs have the day off today, but will look to get back on track in St. Louis tomorrow night. This update is sponsored by BMI Federal Credit Union. Take a vacation from high interest rates with special rates on balance transfers at BMI Federal Credit Union. Visit BMIFCU.org/consolidate to learn more.
Breakfast time!
Hello, welcome to T-Bone and Tyvis. Can I take your order?
Just want a little breakfast.
Hey, you want some crabs? Because I got some of them.
Get ready to drive through the intersection of football, food, and fun. Featuring producer Dylan.
Who are the five best rappers of all time?
Special guests.
Are you serious?
And you. Wake up.
For what?
It's time for T-Bone and Tyvis.
Live from Muirfield at the Muirfield Village Golf Club. It is the Memorial Tournament starting off today. Like you heard Dylan say in the update, 7:45. I am T-Bone. He is Joshua Perry. Tyvis Powell remains on paternity leave. Good morning, JP. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
This is I'm doing good. We're out here doing the thing early. The sun is just starting to crest over the horizon.
We're
starting to get, like, we walked up. It's dark.
Yes,
but it's this part of the summer where, like, you get the early dawn and then the late evening. We're getting to those longest days of the year. So usually when we get here every year, it's dark when we park. But by the time we start talking at 6 a.m., like, it's postcard out here. There's fog rolling over the practice green
And
over the driving range where we're kind of situated. It's gorgeous. And, of course, everybody's bustling around getting ready for all of you who are coming out here. Of course, first tee time today, 7:45. So if you're driving in, make sure you stop in and say hi as you're heading out to your hole. And if you're not going, well, you can just listen to us and it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think we're a good substitute if you can't make it in. Now, I wanted to ask before we move on here, what part of the equation is your favorite? Is it the early morning sun or is it the fact that you get the late night sun?
Well, now, because of doing this job, it's the early morning sun. I do like that. However, like, if I can stay up late, like, so on a Friday, Saturday night when I'm not getting ready to get up and get in here the next day, I love being able to be out at 8:30, 8:45, 9 o'clock, and there's still some daylight. I'm good with that. I could have that all year round. I don't know if that works mathematically or with calendars or farmers complain about. I don't know who's in charge of all that, but yeah, I would take that. But yeah, if you go out, like, if you're someone who goes out for a morning walk, it's probably nice to be able to get up and not have to be, like, wearing all your high-vis reflective gear so you don't get hit by a car.
Well, that's something we need to have a conversation about, too. I think more people need to do the high-vis thing. We
yes.
need more reflective gear.
We do need that.
Yeah, I love the morning part of it for me is it.
Yeah.
I think it's the best time to get anything done during the day.
Yeah. This is, I'm telling you, like, getting up in the morning now, like, going from working in afternoons where we didn't start till 3 to now, like, the last year, getting up and by 9, 10 o'clock, like, the workday's mostly wrapped up for me. And then I go home and do stuff, but, like, I can go home and mow the grass and be done by noon.
Right.
And then I'm, like, sitting there at noon drinking a beer looking at a freshly mowed lawn, and my neighbors are like, look at this alcoholic.
Look at it's this
like,
alcoholic.
No,
that
no,
is right.
It may be, but I'm just saying, I'm out here enjoying a beer at noon. That's pretty good. That would be time when I'd be driving into work.
Yeah.
I'm already done, so yeah.
Schmutzer, punching the clock.
There's nothing wrong with getting the job done early. So if you're an early riser like us, you know, we're here for you every day, 6 to 9 a.m., right here on The Fan. Tyvis is, I don't know if he's in the YouTube chat yet. Tyvis Powell has been in the YouTube chat both on the every day that he's been off, so 3 days so far. But Monday he was in there. We thought, okay, well, that's, you know. Tuesday was the birth of baby tsunami, and he was still in there giving us live updates from the delivery room.
The live updates was, you talk about commitment to a career?
Yeah, right.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah, of course. So here's what's on tap for today out at Muirfield. We are going to be here 6 to 9 a.m. Bishop and Friends will be here with both Bo Bishop and Eric Reeser. They will be on site from 9 to noon. Rothman and Ice will be here as well, noon to 3. And then we'll do the same thing again tomorrow. We will have live shows out here Saturday and Sunday. Dylan, your show on Sunday is going to be out here, right? Sunday morning?
Yes, sir.
How did you go out walking around the Pro-Am yesterday? What'd you think?
I did. It was the first time I went out to the Pro-Am. I immediately saw Chris Pratt hit a shot out of the bunker. And then I went over and saw Maddie and Rothman. And Rothman, I know he caught up with Peyton Manning and some other people. So Rothman doing Rothman things and getting those guys to talk to him. Yeah, the talk and walk. That a lot of those are on our social media as well if you want to check them out.
Yeah, perfect. And you know what? We may play some of that audio for you a little bit if you haven't seen it as well. But yeah, so it's really cool to see all the celebrities that come into town for that and get to, you know, play in that thing. And apparently there was some consternation from one Jen Winters, who was out here this morning with us as well, Jen, because we saw that Tyler Danberg, who is also one of our intrepid update anchors. He is the voice of women's basketball, baseball for Ohio State, and also sideline reporting for Ohio State football. Tyler Danberg was catching up with Train.
Yeah.
With, what's his name, Pat Monahan?
Pat Monahan from Train.
And I found out that Pat Monahan from Train played at, not just here, he comes to Pro-Am, but he also played at Augusta. Mm. And I got to tell you, I didn't know that being the lead singer of Train got you into Augusta. Apparently not once, but four times he's played there.
Drops of Jupiter would make it so that he can go out and do things 25 years after.
Hey, people still buying those albums singing those songs?
Believe for him.
Going to my best Tyvis. I have no idea.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Drops of Jupiter.
Do you remember the song Meet Virginia?
No.
Okay.
Good for you.
If he doesn't know Drops of Jupiter, he's not going to know.
No, you know Drops. If you haven't heard that song, then it's...
But my whole thing, though, is like, if he's so good at golf, why don't you stop making terrible music?
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thursday now. See?
Thank you.
This is what people don't get about Jen Winters, and this is why we've gotten along so well for so many years, is that Jen pulls no punches, but especially when it comes to music.
Oh, I know. I will judge you. I know everybody's supposed to like what they like, and it's good. You like it. That's great, but I'm always judging you.
That's fine.
Also, it's very early. I don't know how you guys do this.
Oh, yeah. This is earlier for you, right? You're not someone who usually is up this early.
My alarm went off at 2:15.
Ooh, wee.
Well, because you guys had to be here to set up for us idiots. Yeah. So then, like, that's even earlier. But
it's fun. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. Yay. Well, Joshua, how's it been for you this week so far? I mean, we're out here in public. This is the thing. Usually we're in a radio studio where there are cameras, but, like, it's from the waist up, and that's
it. Right.
Now we're, like, out in public with actual, like, grown adults walking around saying, oh, look at these two idiots. So how are you feeling about getting up early and then being appropriate for the masses?
Getting up early, I would say the training that I did last week certainly helped. Like, I feel like if I just went into this without having done anything beforehand, I'd be in a little bit of trouble. So that's fine. I love being out here. I usually come out for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and enjoy myself. So if anybody wants to stop by, say hello. I got dressed like a regular human today, so we should be good.
Yeah. You left the Gucci and Prada at home, I think. Or I don't know. Did you?
It's the Louis Vuitton and the Prada.
Oh, Louis. I'm sorry. Louis, my bad.
I've got the Louis backpack.
Today. I'm sorry.
But I've got my Hokas on. No Prada shoes.
Hokas. Yeah. See, Hokas, that's a
good every on our feet.
Those are only like $200 running shoes. Those are much
cheaper. All right. Okay.
T-Bone, whatever you're wearing, by the way, is looks slimming on camera.
Oh, well, I come out in person. I'm sure it's not. Yeah, come see the bald freak. See if he's slimmed down at all. God. Come out to Muirfield. Not for all the world-class golf that's going to happen.
Right.
Come out and just see if I've slimmed down at all or not. It's every year. It's a weekly. This is how my doctor finds out, too, because I don't go. So he just shows up and is like, I guess he's all right. Last time we checked his blood, it was gravy.
Oh,
so
my
God. Maybe this time it'll be better. I don't know. All right. So we got lots of interviews to play from Rothman. Anthony Rothman out doing the walk and talks. You'll hear from some of that coming up. We also have, in honor of one of the great traditions out here at the Memorial, we know it's all about the golf. It's all about the city of Columbus, Central Ohio. This is a great moment of pride for us. It's all about beautifully landscaped architecture everywhere. Like, it's just a wonderful place to be. But let's not kid ourselves. Part of why people come out here is because they enjoy a nice frosty beverage while they're watching a little bit of golf or hanging out at someone's house, maybe on a certain green or on a certain fairway, wherever you hang out. The point is, we're going to do at 7 a.m. the list today, top just best summer beverages. They can be alcohol-free.
Sure.
Mine will not be.
Yeah.
Jen, would you like to participate in summer beverage discussion when we get there at 7 a.m.?
More than anything in the world, Ron.
I've been wanting Jen to jump on and do a list with us for a while. So,
well, this is a perfect way to do it.
Yes. This is like a dream come true, so I appreciate it.
I had myself a summer.
As Paul Keels would say, you need to dream higher. Have bigger dreams. That should not be your dream.
I had myself a summer shandy when I was out there yesterday, and that will for sure make the list for me.
Well, it has to hit a little bit differently when you're out here, right?
For sure.
Like, just that already, you're out, it's sunny, it's beautiful, you're walking around, and then you just get the ice-cold, crispy taste of a frosty beverage. How could that be bad at all? All right, so plenty to get to today. We're going to come back, talk about a little thing called the NBA Finals. Last night proved to me why analytics are BS, mostly, when it comes to evaluating sports. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Hey, Columbus, what if you could buy a new Ford at the exact price of Ford employee pays? No markup, no haggling, just straight employee pricing for everybody. Right now, Capital Ford of Columbus, get that deal on almost every new F-150, Super Duty, Explorer, Mustang, and more. That's thousands in savings on Capital Ford's best-selling trucks and SUVs. This deal will expire soon. Come to Capital Ford of Columbus today and drive home happy with employee pricing. Visit CapitalFordOfColumbus.com today, where we are priced for you.
Common Man and Timmy.
And you're going to take a sip of that and say, ooh, mm, mocho. And your nipples are going to pop out of your shirt. Who doesn't enjoy a good fresco?
Common Man and Timmy, afternoons on the Fan, is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got another beautiful day all across Central Ohio. Sunshine sticking around through the morning, and by the time we hit this mid-afternoon, we're going to see highs climbing to the mid-80s. It's going to be warm, but it's going to feel quite nice because we'll have a light breeze moving in through the way. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldrich, with 97.1 The Fan.
Matty Ice has a large tattoo on his calf of LeBron eating a lion. I have nothing else to say. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Joshua Perry in for Tyvus Powell, of course. And like you heard, we are at Muirfield for the Memorial Tournament. Lots to get to. Lots of golf. First golfers on the tee about 7:45 today. We will get you the updated pairings in a few minutes. We are actually, I was trying to look up the YouTube chat, but the problem is, as we're working right now, it's nothing here. Our own Wi-Fi with the Fan is a little sketch right now, so we're working to get our Wi-Fi set up so we can do that. But
I've got the chat pulled up.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, Tyvus is in there.
You got your own Wi-Fi situation, which I appreciate. That's good for you. So what's happening in the YouTube chat? Anything? What is Tyvus talking about now? Why is he?
He said, "I am here. Wouldn't miss the show for the world."
Uh huh. Let's look at him. Even on his. I mean, it's actually leave he's taking. It's not PTO. Although he is Mr. PTO. He's actually taking leave where you're technically not supposed, you're not supposed to work. But for him, it's life. Amen. It's just how he
lives. Makes the rules.
Let him live. That's good. All right. So last night, Knicks go into San Antonio, which I am a big fan of. I'm a big fan of watching this team. I'm reminded of Charles Barkley, though, talking about his favorite thing about San Antonio was when he found out that the churros there are really good. That was one of my favorite moments.
How dirty the producers did him last night?
Oh, yeah. No. What did they do? I missed
it. They made a compilation of him just dunking on San Antonio and then brought on the mayor of San Antonio to the set.
Good. Yes, because he has long since had a take about the people who live in San Antonio being bigger. And so that's good for them. I'm glad they embarrassed him like that. And you know what? The Knicks got the job done in San Antonio last night, 105-95. This game was close all throughout. You stayed up and watched the first three quarters of it, right?
Yes, I did. And it was one of those where I'm like, you know, I picked San Antonio to win the series there. They came out. They were doing their thing. And we've also seen this from the Knicks, by the way, where it's kind of like, we'll hang around and then we'll turn it on. I mentioned yesterday when we were talking about picks, things that scare me. Depth for the Knicks, and I think that's one of the things that puts them over the top. The one thing that I didn't have, though, was, and I know Jalen Brunson, like, we'll talk about what he did at the end of the game, and the one of the reasons why he's probably still underrated in the NBA, but Karl Anthony Towns, I feel like he found some ways to challenge Wemby that other players have not found, and that could be a huge, like, hinge point in how this series goes.
Oh, yeah. It's a big problem for San Antonio because him coming out offensively, too, he was able to pull, you know, Wemby out from under the basket, which is fine, but then the thing is usually the guys who are big enough to get him to want to come out there aren't quick enough to go around him.
Yep.
Karl Anthony Towns blew by him multiple times, like where he just had him flat-footed and got to the rim, and if that's a thing that continues, watch out.
It's an issue.
Wemby was not, I wouldn't say he was bad, but he definitely did not have his best game out there. He can't do it all by himself, and he actually didn't. I mean, it wasn't really him doing much of anything in this game. It was his teammates kind of lifting him up. But, like, if you watch the first three quarters of that game, you would say, all right, Jalen Brunson had a bad game. Mm-hmm. And if you go look at the stats, the analytics would tell you he had a bad game, too, because what was his, I think his final percentages, Dylan, you might have to correct me on this. I think he was 12 of 31 from the field.
It was not good.
12 of 31 from the field. He scored 30 points on 31 shots. That usually gets you ripped to shreds by the analytics people. However, if you want, now he had tweaked his knee in this game. He rolled his ankle in this game. He had to go back to the locker room to get treatment for that during this game. So there's an excuse as to why he might have played poorly for three quarters, but don't worry. Fourth quarter, Jalen Brunson scored 13 points and pretty much looked unstoppable. And that is what we have talked about going back to the Cavs series, going back to really all these teams that you want to talk about with, oh, they analytically look good on paper. They've got this. They've got that. Do they have a killer?
Yep.
Jalen Brunson's a killer.
Like,
no doubt about it. He shuts you down in the fourth quarter. He can make plays when doesn't matter what else is going on for your other team's offense. He will come down and get that right back and keep his team going. So then other guys have a chance to shine too. But he was phenomenal late in that game.
Well, it's a narrative flipper in a lot of ways too, because you know a lot of the conversation about the Knicks, especially last year and like beginning parts of this year, is like, oh, is Jalen Brunson a guy that you can win with if he's your number one guy, right? Like, does he have what it takes? And what he can do late in games and just that toughness, that grit, a little bit of gumption, you know, like size be damned, all the knocks that you want to put on him. Like, I want a guy on my roster who can do that late in the game.
Well, I want a guy on my roster, too, who obviously it depends on how severe the injury is. But, like, he fought through it get to that point. And I don't know what magic serums they have. I mean, obviously, I'm aware of talking with Tyvus, and I'm sure you've had experiences where it's like, there's some stuff you can get back in those locker rooms that can help you feel better.
Is Tyvus a Toradol guy?
We've both been on the doll for different. I had it for an appendix getting taken out. He had it for, like, I think a couple. Or I don't know
special
if he had
tea.
It. Yeah, but that stuff, man, I tell you, like, I had no idea until they gave me that in the hospital, and I said, oh, I do see why the NFL has been a fan of this for a long time.
I have a couple of takes that might be some overreactions, but one, I think Jalen Brunson's the best closer in the NBA. Two, I've been banging this drum all week. I think we're crowning the Spurs way too early. I think they got lucky against the Thunder with injuries. I think the NBA wants Wemby to be arrived already so bad that they completely ignored the narrative of the Thunder's injuries. And another thing that the Knicks did, they essentially were like boxing Wemby out on drives and like not letting him come help side. I don't think I've seen any other team in the playoffs do that against him, where they're essentially like, I think the Thunder did it a little bit where they were like holding him and not letting him come. But like the Knicks player, like post players like Mitchell Robinson are literally just standing in his way and not letting him come help side. And I wonder if the officials are going to let them do that for the rest of the series.
I'm sure the Spurs are going to let him know about that and say, hey, you got to watch. Because, I mean, there is something there where you are not allowed to screen players from moving along. I mean, like, you can screen to a degree, but you can't move along and box a guy out. And yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing to keep an eye on. It's going to be a series. I don't think it's going to be like the Knicks.
I agree.
The Knicks, though, have now won 12 straight games.
Which is insane.
12 straight playoff games. Apparently, that's the seventh time in NBA history that has occurred, but only the third time it's happened in one concurrent season, because teams have like won a championship and then they play their next first round series and they sweep whoever that is, and they, you know, they've done that before. But only three times in NBA history has it been a team win 12 in a row. And I don't know, man, if they get game two, going back to New York with those crowds.
Yeah, that's gonna. This is the one. I agree with that. Like, you can't you can't go back to New York and the Knicks have a 2-0 lead.
No,
like,
no.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, I'm curious though. Like, we talk a lot about how the NBA isn't what it used to be and all this stuff. The game 7 of the last series, right? Spurs and Knicks. I think it got somewhere over like 15 million.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, like, it was one of the highest rated just single season or single game moments in the NBA in like 25 years, which is good and bad, right?
Right.
Good is upward trajectory. People are starting to watch the NBA again, pay attention. Wemby is like an identifiable talent.
Yes.
I think the Thunder had a lot of haters,
sure.
Right or wrong. People know they're not supposed to like certain aspects, including SGA on the Thunder. It's not just like in the weeds NBA guys that pay attention to this stuff now.
Right.
The other side of that is the NBA getting 15 million viewers is one of the biggest things they've had in 25 years. The NFL calls that a down week. You know, so like, not fair to compare them to the NFL.
You can't.
Nothing is the NFL, right?
Right.
But that's still like a really good college football game in like the regular season can
for
get
sure.
up near those numbers. For that to be your Western Conference final, so I'm curious to see what this series does from that standpoint too. I'm curious for those of you who just are like, I've been out on the NBA for a while, I haven't watched it. Did you check in on this series? Do you plan to check in on this series? I'm curious about that too. You can tweet us at Bone and Tyvus 971 because I just wonder if this has brought back anything for some of the NBA fans who do like basketball, watch other forms of basketball, just aren't big on the NBA.
I mean, the Wemby attraction certainly is going to be a thing for people. Like, you see the clips. And this, the biggest thing about the NBA that I don't know if they do a good job promoting the clips and the highlights on social media. I don't know if they lean into the idea that this is like a reality TV storylines with people type thing, but the Wemby aspect, I think, brings people in. There's also, you call it nostalgia, you call it whatever, but like the Knicks being there is huge.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Also, I'm born in New York, so I can say this with confidence. New Yorkers love a good bandwagon to jump on.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Absolutely.
And so I am convinced that the whole city, the whole state watched game one of the NBA Finals last night. And I do think the casual fan is going to get in on this because, like Joshua said, because of Wemby, and then you arguably have the biggest market in the country watching this. And also, I think people that like old school basketball.
Yes.
Like, game one was a good game for those people. Like, there was good defense being played. It was a physical game. The Spurs-Thunder series was physical. Like, I think this playoffs is getting the casual fan back into the NBA.
Well, and I know that. And I think there are a lot of people who actually will check in on games and go, this is not physical enough, or I don't like this. And they turn it back off. And then there are people who just, you know, heard it from Clay Travis 3 years ago that the NBA isn't physical. And they just said, like, yep, that's it. And they just go with that. And they never check in. I'm just, either way, wherever you are on that, I'm curious how many people have actually, like, checked in on the NBA Finals. So, it was one game, but I wonder how many people will check in on it now that it's, you know, like you said, the Knicks are identifiable. They're a big brand. They haven't won in a very long time. So, like, there will be some of that of people who just also hate the Knicks, who are like,
right.
I hope they don't win. Some I want to see this Wemby guy. I've seen highlights, but I'm going to watch a game because maybe, you know, whether it's hate watching it,
yes,
to be like, this guy's nothing.
Which, a good hate watch.
Oh, people do
it. Yeah, I love
it. But the networks don't care, as you know.
Yeah.
You work for one of them. They gladly will put people on that they think people don't like to watch because they know they'll tune in just to get mad at them. That's, by the way, the Stephen A. Skip Bayless secret sauce.
100%.
There's people that hate listen to this show.
Absolutely,
yeah,
right.
Sure. And we appreciate all
rooting for
hate drives the world.
Hate
drives the world. So what are the people who believe the NBA isn't physical enough? Like, what do they want out of the NBA?
They want Bill Laimbeer to be able to hit you in the face
is
when you go
basketball?
To the lane and then have a fight and then have the referee say, I didn't see it, and then move on.
Like, what are we doing?
Which is dumb.
Yes.
It's dumb. Because, like, if you watch basketball at all, like, no offense to college basketball either. I love college basketball. I watch plenty of it. I watch every Ohio State game. I watch a decent amount of Big Ten games. The physicality in the NBA versus college basketball is night and day. And it's not like what I would describe as like oafish post play in college. That's physical,
right?
But it's not tactical.
No, it's not.
The physicality that you get in the NBA is guys are like purposely hitting your hip with their offhand as they're guarding you to soften you up later when they're going to go to that side. Like,
right.
There's so much more thinking involved in it, but it is physical. Like, I don't know how people can watch these games and think they're not physical, but it's because no one got clotheslined
in last night's
game.
It's the craziest thing. Like you're looking for a completely different sport if that's what you're tuning in for.
That's exactly
like it's just not for you at
go
that
watch
point.
That. Remember the trampoline basketball league with slam ball where you could like the guys had headgear on and shoulder pads? Like that's what you want.
That's exactly
that where you could just tackle guys? Sure. Like that's fine. It's just not basketball. And I'm okay with admitting that. A warrant has been issued for a guy who I think technically is still an NBA player. We'll try to figure that out in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, some great news for our West Side drivers. That's because a ramp should be opening up in your area. We're talking about that Hilliard Rome Road ramp to 70 in that westbound direction. The project started back in early April, but if everything goes well, it should be ending by tomorrow. Folks, though, we do have one more day for that workaround. It's going to be Hilliard Rome Road southbound, taking 40 essentially westbound to that northbound direction of 142, and from there, you still have to head westbound on 70. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. Good morning, friends. You're listening to a special edition of T-Bone and Tyvus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
We are out at Muirfield. We will be, of course, covering the Memorial Tournament all day, all weekend. We've got it for you here. We are, if you're trying to find us when you come out here, if you know we're like the big tent, when you walk in the main entrance, there's that golf shop tent, the memorial where you can get all the souvenirs and stuff, and then you see the practice screen. Just keep walking down that pathway, and you will run right into us. We are right there on a little grassy hill, but you can find us there in our beautiful tent they set up for us every year. Gorgeous out here as always. I mean, you couldn't ask for. I'm looking right now. I see little wispy clouds maybe off in the top, but it's going to be gorgeous out here today and tomorrow. So if you're on your way out, just bring the sunscreen.
Yeah, sunscreen, hydrate, make sure you got some water. But otherwise, you mentioned it too. Like, this is one of the most beautiful places you could be in the first place. So come on out.
Yeah, it's a great time. And we're obviously going to be out here today, tomorrow. Bishop and Friends, Rothman and Ice, they will be out here as well. So if you are coming out later, you can still say hi to us from the Fan. They'll be out here 9 to noon, noon to 3. And then, of course, on the weekend, we'll have shows out here doing things as well. Jen Winters is joining us today as well, producing the show out here on site. Jen, this we every year have to ask, do we have protection for the back of this tent to make sure that we're okay? I was filling Joshua in on a little bit of the situation.
This is the bane of my existence. I know. You know that, right?
I know it is.
I used to love coming to the memorial, but when I go out in public and people ask me if I've fallen down,
oh boy,
I take liberty and maybe punching or kicking in other regions. Yes, there is a back to this. It's got a huge, you can't see it because the tent.
There's a bar.
There's
now.
A thing, but there's a big bar. Yeah. Okay. I flipped over backwards, Joshua, my first year here. It was 3 years ago. Backwards down the hill, there's a huge bush here, twice flipped over, ruined my Kate Spade sunglasses.
Oh,
still
no.
Mad about that.
Oh, no.
Kate Spade sunglasses.
Yeah, the next year, I went to the exit off of the side of this tent, and I didn't know that it was a longer drop than it really is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was warning him as we were walking up here, like, be careful with this. It's a hill.
It's a hill.
And when it's like when
and the
we
grass
first get
is
here,
very long.
Grass is long. It's wet.
Yeah.
And when we get here, it's like before dawn, so it is dark out. And if what you think is like, oh, that looks and relatively flat, and it's not.
And I landed on my knees. It was great. But last year, it was the worst conditions. A-okay.
Yeah, see?
Knock on wood.
There you go.
So,
it's good.
Also, if you're coming out here and you want to say hi to us, there is a footstool on the hill right directly in front of where the desk is. Do not move that footstool because you will fall. There is a giant pit.
Oh, is that why
right
that's there?
There. So okay. Please be careful when you come out here. I don't want you to fall. And if anybody brings it up to me, then yeah, spit and chiclets.
I've also been reminded to have the dump button ready for Jen. That's also something she's known for.
Oh, aren't you funny, Dylan?
Look at that.
Look at this guy. This guy's cracking jokes. Hold
on. Which word did you say?
That's why they call me F-bomb Jen.
She said that. But that's, you know what?
Wow.
It's fine. You know what?
Good for you, honestly.
Here's what you can't do.
Jen. You ever wonder why I'm not on air regularly anymore? You there you go.
Jen. The passion. You cannot coach passion.
Oh,
right?
Man.
You cannot coach
excitement.
I'll tell
you about it later, Joshua.
And that's a thing that I'd rather have to pull someone back from that.
Okay.
As opposed to like, hey, there you go. Right. That's what Urban Meyer used to tell you guys all the time.
Yeah.
Also, we got a little note sitting here when we walked up. It says, good morning, Bone, JP, Jen, and whoever else. Have a good show. And then signed signatories to this little card, which I will hold up for the YouTube chat so you guys can see it. It is signed by Downtown Dad, Chris G., Rusty, and Craig with the Gray Wrench. So,
all
of you regular chatters that hop in there every morning, afternoon, whenever you join us, thank you guys. Mm-hmm. I saw pictures from Downtown Dad. He was by our booth, but Rothman and Ice were out at hole number 10 yesterday.
The halfway house.
Halfway house, yes. Yeah. Which I didn't know if that was like a colloquial term or if that's actually what it's called.
If you're out here long enough, you're going to need to probably see some treatment after you've had one too many infusions.
That's probably the case. Absolutely right. All right. So help me understand Brandon Ayuk. This situation baffles me. So this is a guy who you might remember back in October of 2024. He tore his ACL, MCL, meniscus, tore everything up in his knee, not his heel. That was October 2024. Then last offseason, they were trying to get in contact with him to say, can you please come to rehab at our facility? He said, no, either I'm going to do it on my own or I don't need to do it there, whatever the case. That has led to a falling out where then he has not shown up at all. They haven't medically cleared him because he has not done any of the rehab they've asked him to do with the team. Last year, they voided what was left guaranteed $27 million on his contract. Kyle Shanahan has openly talked about it. John Lynch has openly talked about it. The GM basically said, like, yeah, we're done with him. We're trying to trade him. We don't want him on the team. He hasn't played there since October of 2024, but technically they still have the rights to him being on the roster. The latest of this is back in January, he posted a video of him speeding in a 40-mile-an-hour zone in his CT5V Blackwing.
Nice car.
I'm envious of that. Don't, though, speed and then film yourself doing it. He apologized for it. Local authorities in the area where this occurred said they were trying to determine if an arrest warrant should be issued. Well, yesterday they decided they are going to issue one. I don't know why it took from this video, I guess, was actually back in December, not January. So from December to now, they finally decided, okay, arrest warrant issued. He then responded to that by posting a video of him racing a different car on a actual racetrack.
Well,
so good for him taking it on a track.
Sure.
But what a mess.
Where do we start?
I guess I'm starting back at the point of what causes someone to want to throw away what's left of their NFL career from it? Like, again, not an organization that's bad. The Niners are known to be a fairly decent pro sports organization, at least as far as on the field results.
Well, I'll say this. I have no idea what could be going through someone's head where it's like, I'm not going to listen to any of the directives that they're giving me to the point where they're going to void like money in my contract. Like, that is insane. Now, conspiracy me says that the old power plant up there in the radioactive field.
Yeah.
There you go.
If I had
a torn ACL, MCL, and meniscus, I'm not going back over
there. No, you can't go near it.
I'm not going to heal in that type of environment.
No.
So I can understand that portion of it.
Sure. That's right. Obviously, we're joking because they've, like, everybody who's a scientist who's looked at that has been like, yeah, that's not a thing at all.
Where's Aaron Brockovich? She can help us with that.
Yeah, that's right. Good pull by you. That's one of my guilty pleasure movies, by the way.
It's a
Aaron
great
Brockovich.
Movie.
Julia Roberts with like the fake country accent that she throws
awesome.
On. Great. And the lawyer guy.
Yeah.
Who's just like, I gotta tell you, I don't know. I thought I'd put a little more bonus in your check. And then she's like, starts cussing him out.
Yep.
And he's like, it's $2 million. And it's just like, golly.
Well, to tie this together, Tom Girardi who his wife is one of the housewives.
Erica Jane.
That's right.
My girl.
Oh, I forgot you like to watch the housewives.
That's right. Yeah. So Tom Girardi was a fixture in this whole thing, and he was stealing money from the settlements.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a bad
yes.
man.
Yes.
And he's on the... Wait. So he stole... So, again, for those who don't know, Aaron Brockovich helped, like, all these people who were getting essentially cancer and
yes.
horrible things from a water treatment facility in California that was just dumping waste into the water, lying about it. That's who he stole money from.
Yeah, so he was a
partner.
And he's
on TV?
He was a partner in the law firm. And
okay.
that was his whole deal. Okay. Like, he would do these big settlements, and they had worked together. And his wife became a real housewife because he was loaded.
He's rolling in it.
Yeah, and he had private jet, the whole deal. And then they're like, yeah, but you stole that jet because you stole the money to buy it.
Oh, so once he got found out, it's not like he... Because, I mean, nowadays I have to ask, like, once you get found out of the crime, that does not mean you're off TV or otherwise.
Well,
like,
no, she's still
on
cashing
TV.
In Bravo checks.
Okay.
But he's like, he is like geriatric, and they're perp walking him in and out of court.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it's a bad deal.
Yeah. So for Brandon
anyway.
Ayuk throwing away his career because he does... Let me ask you this part of it. As someone who played sports at a high level, when you get an injury, my thought would be that I would say, boy, I'm self-conscious that I'm going to get someone else who's going to take my spot.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be self-conscious that I'm not going to be the same as I once was. So whatever this organization's asking me to do, because I don't want to lose my spot, I still want to play football, the only thing I want to do is like whatever they're asking, right? But I do understand sometimes organizations don't always have the player's best interest in mind. But like, can you relate to any part of him saying,
no.
like, no, I don't trust what they're asking me to do here?
So I could relate to maybe not trusting the full plan, but we have seen before where professional athletes will have, like, a second opinion done, which is something that they can do. And their doctor, their outside doctor might have some input in the rehab plan, but the rehab goes down in the facility. So
yeah.
if there was even a question about, like, what the Niners were asking him to do to get healthy, like, there are ways that you can work with your own medical team to make sure that everybody's on the same page. I don't understand how you're just like, no, I'm just not coming in.
Well, right. I mean, like, I'm someone who is clearly not much of a workout guy, not a big fan of, you know, all that stuff. And I know working out from an injury is a really tough thing to do. But if someone told me tomorrow, we're going to pay you $27 million to go to the gym every day for 3 hours, I'd be like, let me get some hot pants. And
I'll go for 4 hours.
I'll be Olivia Newton-John out there. I'll do whatever you want. I'll be, yeah. Like, I just don't get it. It still confuses me as I read this story last night and saw it again this morning. I'm just like, I don't understand what's going on with this guy, but neither do they apparently. And that's why no one in the NFL is calling. They've said the phone's open.
Yeah.
Call us about him if you want him.
Well, who wants that?
No one wants to sign up for that, for sure. An old familiar voice from Ohio State was testifying in front of Congress to try to fix college athletics. You'll hear what the bow tie said next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Hey there, and good morning to you. Well, if you're heading downtown, you are looking great. That's because all lanes are officially back open. 71 in that northbound direction, really by that 670 intersection. It was closed earlier, though, after police were investigating a deadly crash that happened around 2 o'clock this morning. Also with that, we do have those ramps opened as well. Includes that 670 westbound ramp to 71 northbound, and that 670 eastbound ramp to 71 northbound. Easy going out there. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fans.
What's the best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
Ah, damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Tyvus is convinced he can hit a 300-yard drive.
It's a giant swing.
His actual number?
Look at that ball go.
3.
Wow.
3 yards. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Just about an hour away from the first golfer stepping up to the first tee and letting it rip today out at Muirfield. Memorial Tournament, of course, one of the best events in Central Ohio every single year. Huge event on the golf calendar, so if you're on your way out, be safe. get out here, put sunscreen on, and enjoy what looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. Fan will be broadcasting live from here, from our location, just outside of the practice screen. We'll be here from now until 3 p.m. So Bishop and friends, Rothman and Ice, they'll be out here as well. Joshua Perry joins me. Tyvus Powell is sloughing off his radio duties to go do this thing called being a father to his newborn baby boy.
Now, Tyvus actually just put a little update in the chat. He's talking about DoorDash. He said, I'll have you know I didn't DoorDash anything. This is during his hospital stay. Mm. And I had salad every day.
Oh, wow. Good for him. Now, was that like a taco salad?
We'll see how long it lasts, too.
This is the thing with Tyvus I've learned, and I know you know him better than I do.
Yeah.
But like, I've learned in the last year working with Tyvus that like, you'll get a version of the story, and then later you get more of the story, and you realize, oh, wait, no, that wasn't as healthy as I thought. Which, I'll just flat out tell you, I eat like a pig. Like, that's fine. But Tyvus also is like that, but he won't fully acknowledge it at times. He'll say, oh, I went to Chipotle, I got a bowl. And then there'll be other things added on where you're like, well, yeah, and like the other day you told me he was eating like chips and guac, and he said it's healthy because it's avocados.
Well,
it's
the
like,
chips, by the way, which I forgot at the time, my wife reminded me, they were Fritos.
Oh, well, that's okay. Come on. That's, again, sounds like a delicious snack. I'm not against that at all. I'm just saying, let's not health food. Let's not kid ourselves.
9 out of 10 dietitians recommend Fritos and guac for a snack.
Oh, let me tell you, you really want to go full fat on that one. What you do is you get a little cheese whiz or whatever little Velveeta block, whatever you want. And you get some taco, like if you make tacos, like the ground beef with the taco seasoning, that, you know, very bland taco stuff. But you take that, put that in with some Fritos and some cheese, and then that is all sodium, no all gas, no brakes on
that. I love sodium, though.
I'll tell you what. That's a dip right there.
My girlfriend showed me a new way to eat a Doritos Locos Taco from Taco Bell. Just crush them up and put them in a bowl. It's delicious.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what it does to it, but it makes it better.
Well, on the taco subject, I get nothing for telling you this. I'm just bringing it up because I think we need more of these deals in society. Gas costs $1 billion right now. Sheetz has the 6 for 6 tacos going on. It's the only thing we're ever going to get close to the Arby's 5 for 5. The Arby's 5 for 5 is still the greatest deal in the history of fast food. I stand by that. We'll never see it again. They had 5 for $5.55 a few years ago. They did it for like a week, and you could only do it once. And I did that, and it was awesome. But that's, I'm telling you, the Sheetz 6 for 6 tacos is about as close as you get.
So you don't have to convince me into eating gas station food. Unfortunately, I partake. Now, I heard you guys talking about this, and there was a level of distrust in the tacos based off of what the taco preparer looked
like.
Don't
worry. Yeah, that was Dylan.
Yeah.
And I want to be very clear. I don't judge that way. Dylan, whose last name I want to point out again is Dylan Gonzalez, feels differently about that. And he, I think, is in his rights to feel how he wants to about taco selection.
I want it to be known that I racially profile everyone who makes my food.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm not hiding from it.
Buzz it and pause and X. I'm assuming you mostly mean, like, if people who look like me are making, like, a very, like, Hispanic dish, I would totally understand.
Well, now, I will say,
there are limits to what you're saying.
I will say,
that's all I'm saying.
Anybody big can make any cuisine, and I'm going to eat it, because clearly you know what you're doing.
Sure. Like, right. The only thing I judge is weight. Like, if you are a super skinny chef, you're like, this is delicious, sorry.
You don't taste your own food.
No. Like, if you look like me and you're telling me it's delicious, I'm automatically going to assume that you're right.
Like,
because you've been tasting it.
My barometer for any ethnic food, for example, if I'm eating Chinese food, I walk in the restaurant, I see how many Chinese people are there. If there's a good amount there, then we're cooking with something good.
Now I'm just giving you a full name. It's Dylan Gonzalez at 971thefan.com. Just send the emails right there. Go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Send your emails there. So Gordon Gee was talking to Congress yesterday because anytime you get politicians involved, we got to have a million hearings. They already did this. Remember they were at the White House a few months ago?
It's the dog and pony show.
Of course it is, right? But it's the Protect College Sports Act.
That White House thing was fake, by the way.
Oh, it was the dumbest thing ever. They had 700 people. Like, Adam Silver was there.
Sure.
It's like, what does he have to do with college athletics? I know he drafts college players like his league does, but that's where it starts and ends. He just shouldn't have anything to say about fixing college sports. But Gordon Gee, do you have any of this audio, Dylan, of him talking? I wanted to at least play one of the things he said. See if I don't know. You have him talking about being a part of the problem?
Because that was, I thought. Yes, I do somewhere. Yes, I do.
Let's hear a little Gordon Gee.
I do believe that there is an existential crisis in college athletics. You're taking a look at the poster boy for some of those problems. Presence and chancellors are not free from blame, and certainly having been at this for a long time, I probably am at the head of that pack. We've agreed to outrageous salary contracts, reduce the academic mission of being a student athlete, and abrogated too much power to athletic directors and conference commissioners. Some, by the way, who seem more aligned with media companies than with their own universities. The end result is that we now have an unsustainable system. As the coach said, as Pete said, we have an unsustainable system unless we take bold action.
Now, he said a lot of stuff I disagree with. Mm. I don't think we see eye to eye on a lot of the ways to fix college sports. But that part right there, taking ownership of how you've screwed it up,
yep,
and then also saying that there are a lot of people more aligned with the TV networks, agreed, than they are about the goodness of the actual sport, spot on.
Yes.
I can't agree with everything you said, but that part I thought was very relevant.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. Like, you hear about how negotiations go for not even, like, TV contracts, obviously, networks, but other things where they go to the network and they're like, hey, what's your input on this? Hmm. Like, that to me is the sign that you're making decisions for money first, then the good of the game next, and then probably the good of the university and then the student athlete at the bottom. Yeah. But the only thing that we're concerned with is, well, this is untenable and players are getting paid too much and look at the numbers exploding. And then to bring it full circle, y'all did that.
Yes.
Right? Like, you created this mess by not doing anything to address it when you could have many years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was pretty spot on.
Well, Gordon Gee even said in these comments, we didn't grab all. He talked for like 10 minutes. If you want to go watch it, it's all over, you know, social media. You can find it. But one of the other things he said, he was making a joke, but he was talking about how the difference of how football coaches versus administrators look at the game. And he said, when I see a football team running up and down the field, you know, I didn't see a team. I saw my yearly budget, you know, like for the athletic department. And it's like, that's a reality. We know that football drives the funding for a lot of other things. But that is also, even though he was kind of goofing around and just tongue in cheek on that, that is the problem, is that it's looked at as like, these guys are numbers, not as student athletes. And it's not just administrators. It's people who run the TV networks and then the people who run the schools who are like, well, we want the money from the TV network. I think we can start fixing problems when the people most responsible for this acknowledge it. When all they do, like Nick Saban yesterday, pointing a finger at the players and be like, they're getting too much money. that is the absolute wrong way to go about fixing
Nick
these
Saban
problems.
It's just all wrong on that.
But we'll hear from Nick Saban coming up later in the show for sure. But coming up next, the list, best summer beverages. We'll do that live from your field next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, in Southeast Columbus, we are noticing a crash out here. It's on 33 in that westbound direction, just passing Pickerington Road. So expect some lane closures this morning. We also have slowdowns really developing in New Albany. We're talking 161 in that eastbound direction. Two spots, too. It's going to be Hamilton Road as well as New Albany Road right before that 62 split. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan Mom.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Memorial Tournament from Muirfield Village will tee off today at 7:45. Join the Fan at the Memorial Tournament today through Sunday as we'll have live coverage from Jack's Place all weekend long. In Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the New York Knicks went into San Antonio and beat the Spurs 105-95. Game 2 will tip off tomorrow at 8:30. The Cleveland Guardians defeated the New York Yankees 5-4 for their second straight win against the Bronx Bombers. The Guards will go for the sweep this afternoon at 1:35. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds were on the wrong end of a three-game sweep after losing to the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night. The Redlegs will have the day off today, but will look to get back on track tomorrow night in St. Louis. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty. He'll buy it today for cash. Call 614-472-000. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
T-Bone.
T-Bone and Tyvus. Two men who couldn't possibly look more out of place broadcasting live at the Memorial Tournament.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Well, Tyvus went and, you know, his family had a baby, his wife Lauren. Baby Tsunami is alive and well, doing great. But he is there hanging out with the family. So we are here with Joshua Perry, who is filling in while Tyvus is on paternity leave. And this is, I'm telling you, like, for two kids who grew up in Central Ohio, like, I mean, the Memorial Tournament is one of the mark it on your calendar things. Even if you don't get out here to Muirfield and you don't get to experience it every year or whatever, like now we do in the media, it's just one of those things where, you know, like, I know it's Memorial time when all the gas stations in Dublin all have like Fireball sitting in a cooler, like little, they'll sell like those 30 packs of like little Fireball one shots. And I'm like, oh, it's Memorial time. Like the alcohol is ready to go. The golf attire is out. Everybody's ready to be out here and have a great time.
Well, it's like you get all the other stuff too. Like I think it's Forfest over at Bridge Park. You spend some time over there. You get these like one-off little concerts that happen during the weekend. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Like it's really amazing. I love it.
Like Jen was at a Train concert last night, right?
But our friend Evan Blankenship.
Yeah.
North Nashville. Nashville playing Forfest this weekend.
Oh, that's right. There you go. Perfect.
Stop by and say hi to Evan.
Love that. Yeah. All right. It is time to hit the list because we got to talk about some of the best summer beverages. Let's do it, Dylan.
The best, the worst, and sometimes even the dumbest. It's all here on the list.
Sponsored by Baths R Us. Go to BathsRUs.com to schedule your free estimate. Baths R Us, where dreams soak in.
As you heard, Jen Winters is here on site producing the show. So, of course, she's going to be involved in this. Dylan, going to be involved too. Best summer beverages. And I think we'll just kind of, we'll throw out some ideas. I mean, I'm going to start off with just a very simple, basic one, which is just a nice ice cold can of your favorite beer on a summer day. I do think it's a lager or a light beer is the way to go. I'm even going to go with like a flavored beverage is good. Now, we were talking earlier. Dylan was out here for the pro-am yesterday, and Dylan, you said you had a summer shandy.
Always have a summer shandy at the Memorial.
Just a beer and a lemonade mixture. That is phenomenal. But like, I'm going to throw that out as like just a, let's get that one on the board quick. That one feels right. Anytime you're out at a golf course or outside in the summer, patio season, a light beer with a, maybe even like a Bud Light Lime, that's good too.
Now you're speaking my language. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, but cut the grass, get a Bud Light Lime.
Oh,
phenomenal. Get me a Corona.
Yes. Oh, yes. With the lime.
Lime. Yeah, absolutely. I'm good. Like, you are right in line with a nice cold beer.
So the lime flavoring thing reminds me, have you guys ever, now that it has different names, it is one of these like pitcher cocktail things that you make, or like a fridge, where you like mix up a pitcher, stick it in the fridge. Yeah. Freezer door thing, exactly right. What it is you take four light beers of your choice, four cans of light beer, pour them in a pitcher. You get those, like, you know, the limeade, like you can get lemonade, frozen cans of it.
The concentrate.
Get one of those of limeade. Dump that, just the ice block of it, dump that in there, it'll melt, and you stir it up. And then you take a cup of vodka. Okay?
You had me clear vodka.
Okay, you dump those in, you stir that all up. You would think a cup of vodka, four beers, that's going to feel like, when you drink that, it's going to be all alcohol. And I'm telling you, that limeade concentrate, it is one of the easiest drinking beverages I've ever had in my life. The name I have heard it called is Skip and Go Naked. Now, I think the reason for that is because that's how like off your ass you can get if you're not careful with it. But yeah, whatever you call that, I don't know if other people have different names for it. Drop them in the YouTube chat had it. But
now you're gonna make me do something. I gotta do a science experiment.
Patio tailgate cookout. Absolutely. It's because it's travelable. You put it in a pitcher. You can take it with you and pour it. You know, when you get to where you're going, be safe, obviously, and then you're good. But yeah, that. The beer with a citrus combination, I feel like, is an A-plus win there for sure.
Tyvus gave us his list in the chat, and it's not surprising.
Is it water and lemonade?
He doesn't drink alcohol, and that's fine. What is his list out of curiosity?
Number one, strawberry lemonade. Number two, peach lemonade. Number three, mango lemonade. Number four, original lemonade.
Yeah.
And number five, water.
Of course, water.
Jen was spot on.
Yeah,
that's, you know what? It's on brand, and it's good. Now,
what about an Arnold Palmer?
I was going to bring that one up.
The Love and Arnold Palmer. So yeah, if we're going non-alcoholic, the Arnold Palmer is hard to beat.
But then it's fun to turn into a John Daly, though.
You got to be careful not to get sued. But yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, add a little alcohol to the mix. That's not bad.
I don't want the one that comes in the can. I don't like the Arizona one. Oh. Like, if we're going to do it, like mix it up yourself.
I'm with you that I would rather custom craft this myself. However, if I'm at a gas station and I really am craving one of those, they're 99 cents. I have a lot of love for the Arizona iced tea people because I've heard that guy talk who runs that place. Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, we could charge like $4 for these cans, but why? I make enough money. The company's profitable. I don't need 99 cents works. And I'm like, you know what? I'll buy your product then because I know you like seem like that's a pretty good business model, right?
That's why I continue to support is because the can still says 99 cents on
them. Yes, and they're gigantic. But to your point, if I'm having the option of an Arnold Palmer, I like to be able to dial that mix in myself. Now, question for you, is it a sweet tea lemonade or an unsweetened with the lemonade? Because the lemonade is sweet enough. Some people go different ways on that.
See, as I've gotten older, I've gone with the unsweet with the lemonade.
Yeah.
But when I was younger, like, give me every bit of sugar I could get in that drink. I wanted the sweetest, most syrupy thing I could possibly have, which is obviously not a good thing.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Also, what are the right portions? Is it half and half exactly?
Now, see, that's interesting because
you got to pour till the color looks right.
Yeah,
that's a good solid gauge. Point.
Yeah.
I'm more iced tea heavy on my Arnold Palmer. Now, that's partially because my dad, growing up, and still to this day, my dad makes iced tea.
Right.
Okay? Like we always have a pitcher of iced tea all summer long. Lipton. He has iced tea. Yeah, he does it and it's crazy because
I use the cold brew tea bags.
No. He gets the regular Lipton tea bags. He says Louisiana can go to hell. Like he doesn't want anything to do with that. Doesn't need that. He boils the water in this giant pot that he has had since I was a kid. I don't know when they got it. I've asked him for the measurements, and he's like, oh, I don't know. I just look at – I know there's a little line on the pot that I mostly kind of measure off of, and that's where the water goes. Puts his tea bags in, and then after my dad is done teabagging his tea, he gets – Anyway, he does that, and then he pours it, and he gets the little lemon concentrate, and that goes in.
Oh.
And then – that is his iced tea, but it's really lemony.
Yeah.
And he puts just he puts a little sugar in it, but it's not a ton.
Right.
So I grew up drinking that. So when I get an Arnold Palmer that is lemonade forward, it's fine. I still drink it. I love lemonade just by itself, but I prefer an iced tea, like I would say 3/4 to 1/4.
Yeah.
Oh,
lemonade.
Man.
Like I would take 3/4 iced tea, 1/4 lemonade. I don't need a lot of lemonade for that to really go for me.
So I will say this as an aside, but anybody who has a recipe that they can't tell you exact measurements on.
Yes.
Those are the recipes I want.
Yeah.
Yes. I've tried to make the iced tea at home. It's not the same as when dad has it going, then that's the one I'm like, yeah, just give me a, and it, the glass has to be full.
Oh yeah.
All the way to the top with ice. Because I want some dilution as well to make that. Yeah.
So drinks that dilute over the experience to me are the best ones because you get a little bit of a different flavor as you go. Where are we at on a margarita?
I'm
all for it.
We love a margarita.
But I don't like it blended. I like it on the rocks.
Oh, like an actual margarita.
Yeah.
I like both.
I'm more.
I'll take it blended, but I really don't want it that way.
Yeah, no, I'll take both.
I'll go bougie with my margaritas though, because I want a really good tequila in there. If I'm going somewhere where they're making it,
right?
Like, if you have the machine at home and you make your margaritas at home, by all means, blend it up, do whatever. I don't care if you use a thing from the store that's all pre-mixed. Like, fine. But if someone's like, no, I've got a great margarita recipe, I want to see exactly what kind of tequila we're putting in there, all that stuff.
I also like a spicy margarita, too.
My wife
Nothing wrong with that.
Miss Spicy Margarita. It's her favorite cocktail. I like mine not as sweet, though.
Yeah.
I need a little bite
out of the drink.
Do not care for a strawberry margarita.
What are we putting on the rim, then?
See, I don't like the
tahine.
Salt.
Yeah, tahini on the rim.
That's a good idea.
That's a great call. Yeah, I go there. What about you, Dylan? What do you like on that?
I will do either salt or sugar on the rim. If I'm feeling like I don't care if people are judging around me, I'll go with the sugar.
Yeah. I feel like that's, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. There's one of the drinks that we didn't mention that's out here that's very popular. Every golf course does it now. The transfusions are
that's
really good.
Yeah.
They got them canned now, too, which I haven't tried any of the canned
varieties. The one, I can't remember what the company is, but they do a lot of those canned. I don't know if it's Cutwater or one of those.
Cutwaters will have you drunk in a minute.
Yeah. But you have to pour it over the ice. Don't if you're drinking it straight out of the can. But they, I think they had one that I had. It was either them or Southern Tier, maybe.
You wouldn't know if it was
one
a
of those. Two.
It's like 13% on the margarita. Yeah,
one of them had a transfusion mix.
You'd have blacked out off of one.
Oh my goodness!
I got it out of a can, and I was like, you know what? That's all right. I just was talking about how I'm not big on premixes, but on that one, it wasn't bad.
I got to throw this in there because a couple of years ago, I mentioned hoop tea on the air. And they ended up sending me a whole box. So if they want to go ahead and do that again, that'd be great. But
hoop tea?
Hoop tea. Yeah,
like my hoopties rolling, tailpipe dragging?
Yeah, pretty much.
Heat don't work because my blubber keeps sagging.
It's like a spiked iced tea.
My hoopties rolling. I need to try that.
Okay.
I'm in on a spiked iced tea. I love a spiked iced tea.
Hey.
I do too. Hey, there we go. People are saying hi. We're out at Muirfield live for the Memorial Tournament. Obviously, golfers are going to be on the course here. I'm already seeing people out at the driving range, out on the chipping and putting greens, so we're getting close. 7:45, the first golfers will go off. You can drop in your suggestions. Best summer beverages in the YouTube chat or tweet us, at BoneandTyvis971. When we come back, people are mad at the Spurs for trying to create a home court advantage. Didn't work last night. We'll discuss it next. T-Bone and Tyvis on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good Thursday morning. Well, right now we are noticing a car fire happening just outside of Grandview over on 315. A northbound ramp completely blocked off to Medical Center Drive, King Avenue out there. So for that workaround, you use this. The next exit over, it is Lane Avenue. Take that eastbound to High Street, then southbound. From there, you can get back going on King Avenue. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your fan
trend. Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got another beautiful day all across Central Ohio. Sunshine sticking around through the morning. And by the time we hit this mid-afternoon, we're going to see highs climbing to the mid-80s. It's going to be warm, but it's going to feel quite nice because we'll have a light breeze moving in through the way. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldrich, with 97.1 The Fan.
We've been your Jackets flagship station since day one. All the goals, all the action, all the memories. Your home for the Columbus Blue Jackets, the Fan, Ohio sports destination. Traditions are big in the golf world, and we have a few of our own. T-Bone is fat, Tyvis is loud, and Jen Winters is rolling down a hill. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvis live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Jen hadn't heard that intro yet. Literally, I have my headphones on, ready to go. I'm not hearing any other sound. And then that intro plays, and I hear off mic, I hear, "Are you kidding me?" Like, just ready. Jen, we've already had multiple people come up today and say, "Jen, have you fallen?" Like, again, the legend of Jen Winters falling at the memorial. I almost feel like now we should do like a ceremonial thing where we get some padding put down, get it sponsored. You get like a shirt with like some sponsor's name on it.
I say we skip the padding.
You would have a crowd. People
Full
would come.
Send. I'm not falling again.
No. We do it on purpose and you get paid extra for doing. I'm saying like, I don't know. You could fall on to like the logo of Train, like the band, and you just like land on them. And it's like, or like pick a band, pick something you don't like and you just like elbow drop it. You know what I mean? We could have fun with this is all I'm saying. Lord. We could make it happen. But yeah, we are live at Muirfield for the Memorial about a half an hour or so away, 25 minutes from the first golfers teeing off. I got to tell you, too, this weather is looking great today. Mm-hmm. But, of course, as the weather gets hotter throughout the summer, you know that can big energy bills can be on the way for you because you're running your air conditioning. And if your windows are bad, that air conditioning, cold air can be leaking out of your windows. You can get that fixed with Window Nation. Buy four windows, get four free sales going on now with Window Nation. You can replace all the windows in your home and get half of them for free. Plus, you could get zero down payment, no payments or interest for 2 whole years with Window Nation. And, of course, when they come out, they do the job right. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau for a reason. Their windows get a 50-point inspection before they ever leave the factory, plus a 20-point inspection of every window when it's installed, and they'll get the job done in one day or less. Again, buy four windows, get four free sale going on now from Window Nation. Just set up your appointment. Get the free consultation at windownation.com. You can see their entire selection there, windownation.com.
Bone, under what circumstances should fans be able to sell their tickets?
Yeah, see, this is getting to a bigger problem we have in sports, which is everyone is selling their ticket. Not everyone, but there's such a market for reselling tickets that now I think most people just assume if you want to go to a game, face value tickets, like for any type of good game.
Yes.
Laughable to even think about the face value because it doesn't matter because you're going to be paying triple, quadruple, you're going secondary market. It's going to be insane. And I do think that's a problem that has to be fixed. But I know that also, like, if you buy these tickets and you just can't go and someone's willing to offer you, you pay $200 for a ticket.
Right.
And someone offers you $1,000 for each one.
You take it.
I mean, you could fund. Yeah. Like, I get why people want to do it. But there is a problem in the discussion there. To answer your question of when is it okay for people to sell tickets? Was that the question
you asked? No, I mean, what circumstances?
I feel like if you are a fan of a team and they have a big playoff game, you should want to go to that. If you don't want to go to it, why are you buying season tickets in the first? Isn't that the whole goal is to be
it's in kind of my thought process behind it.
But. Right. Now, if life happens, like, you know, Tyvus just having a baby, it's right. Like, oh, well, you probably can't if you had tickets to a game and that happens. I think there should be a way for you to get your money back. I don't think you should just be out the money.
So you should be able to return it to the venue. They give you a refund, and then they sell it.
Yes, but I think, again, at face value.
Okay.
So this is what is interesting. The Spurs have, for Game 1, which last night the Spurs ended up losing to the Knicks. The Knicks won that game because Jalen Brunson went off in the fourth quarter. Don't tell Las Vegas Aces head coach Becky Hammon about that because she said he can't win a championship with guys like him, but whatever. Maybe he'll still be – she'll be proven right if they don't get this done. But Knicks win on the road Game 1, and, of course, there were lots of Knicks fans in attendance. The Spurs were trying to limit that. So they told their season ticket holders, if you sell your tickets other than through their approved like reselling partner, mm-hmm. then they were going to lose their season tickets. Like they would be kicked from the season ticket holder program in an attempt to try to control who was in this building and try to get mostly a Spurs favorable crowd at home. And I got to be honest, I kind of respect it.
I do too. Like I understand where people are like, oh, they're my tickets. I bought them. I should be able to do whatever I want with them. Like, I totally respect that point of view. But if we are trying to win as an organization a championship and we're looking for every even tiny advantage, yeah, I'm going to control like who's getting in the building and who isn't. I don't think that's a crazy concept.
Yeah. If you can, I know the celebrity fans are going to find their way in regardless, but when you had the MVP chant going around the end of the third quarter at the Cavs game where you're getting, you know, just drilled in game four. That's on the Cavs as much as anything, but you're not getting MVP chants if there aren't a bunch of Knicks fans right. in the building. And they got that way in part because the Cavs lost the first three games. So those tickets went up for sale, I'm sure. But there would have been people doing that regardless. Even if they had been up 3-0, there still would have been people thinking about selling those tickets. And all I know is this, like, I feel like we have this idea that when you buy a ticket, you can do whatever you want with it. It's yours. If you want to charge 20 times what it's worth, go ahead and do that. I get that sentiment, but we know that that's not true, that you can just do whatever you want with your tickets. For example, last night during the game, someone ran out on the court during the Spurs game,
mm-hmm.
and they had to stop it, and they got the guy off the court immediately and took him back, and I'm sure they're never going to let that person buy season tickets again.
Right.
But when you buy a ticket, it doesn't give you permission to just do whatever you want with it.
When there were real tickets back in the day, there used to be that fine print on the back
yes.
that spelled all of that out. Now, you scroll and you click the box and then you hit accept.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all of that is. You just didn't read it. It's not there for you right now.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I don't like it because I'm not sure that the Spurs are totally motivated by just trying to keep the fans out. I'm sure there's a little bit too of like, well, if you use Ticketmaster, who we've partnered with, or StubHub, or whoever, like whoever they're sponsored by, it sounds like they're a little bit saying you can resell it just through our partners. But it does establish the idea that they could control who comes in and who doesn't. I know the Jackets have gotten crap, and hockey teams have gotten crap for this when they've looked at zip codes of people who are buying for playoff games.
Yes,
because like when they were playing the Penguins in the playoffs, it's like, well, Pittsburgh's right down the road. You know, right. Those fans are going to travel over here. There's a lot of them in the area. That's fine. But if you're buying from a Pittsburgh area code, we're not going to let you do that. We want to get mostly people from Central Ohio there. That's their right to. I mean, again, it's the rights of the fans versus the rights of the team. And, you know, I'm usually on the side of the fans. However, I think in the big picture, what's good for the fans is lower ticket prices.
Agreed.
If you have 90% of the reason that we are in this problem is that you have monopolies of ticket agencies that do this, right?
Put Ticketmaster and Live Nation on full blast.
Ticketmaster, yeah. Live Nation, yes, absolutely right. To the point that you have like musicians now who are not going that route, specifically saying, if you want to come to my concert, Phoebe Bridgers is playing Madison Square Garden tonight. And she literally put the tickets up for $1 and said, you have to go to the box office and get them. And once they're gone, and you can't resell them. Like, she said, I'm not even taking a profit from this tour. I just want to, like, connect with my fans.
Right.
She cut out all of them completely. Something like that in sports is what I think we need to get to. But that coupled with the resellers who just sit on computers and have 20 different accounts and they're buying up these tickets.
That's
those two things kill this market for most people.
And it's kind of one of the things you talk about technology and like how great everything, but like the people who will just like have their bots log into these websites and just buy up a bunch of tickets before anybody can get access to any of the inventory and then they're reselling, like that is a huge issue.
Yeah.
Prices go crazy. And then to that point, like if you're an organization, you have no idea where those tickets are going. It might be all going to the opposing team's fans. And now you're like, I don't like our environment anymore.
Yeah. I get some people look at that and say, oh, that's terrible from this organization. If you were a really good team, you wouldn't need to do that. Like the Spurs, those aren't real fans. Only bad fan bases would sell those tickets. My argument to that is I think you do have to have a fan base that's like conditioned to, oh, yeah, we're in the playoffs every year and gets, right. You know, that. But also, ticket resellers exist. That's the number one issue I have. Like, if you're someone from New York, you want to buy a ticket and go there and you're a Knicks fan, I have less of a problem with that. I have a problem if you're someone from Seattle who's not even planning to attend any of these games, and all you're doing is buying these with a technology you've created to allow you to get in, get 200 blocks of tickets,
yeah.
And then resell them at 3x value.
So sneaker people do it too.
Yes, it's this reselling culture.
Yeah.
I support it in theory. Like, if you own something, you want to, it amasses value, you want to sell it, fine. But same thing with sports cards.
Yeah.
You could go to a store, buy sports cards. There was a time, in the, I don't know if it's still like this, but I know a few years ago, especially during the pandemic, these guys would be standing out there for hours waiting for, like, the new cards to come out, and they would buy all the boxes, like 20 of them, and then it's gone, and then they just, and then an hour later, they're on eBay for 3x the price. Like, that's the stuff that drives me insane. So we got to find a way to fix that in sports, and maybe the Spurs are onto a little bit of something here, but yeah, it's a mess right now. World Cup, perfect example of that too. The tickets are insane for that, and that's partially why. The Browns' new defensive end says he's not trying to replace Myles Garrett. You will hear from Jared Verse next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Got some delays for our East Siders right now after two different crashes. The first one's going to be just south of Reynoldsburg, affecting that 70 westbound ramp to Bryce Road. That right lane is blocked. 32 miles per hour for your speeds. Definitely take 40 to get around the traffic, especially if you are heading downtown. Then for our friends in Canal Winchester, our southeast corner, we do have a crash 33 westbound heading towards the city and passing Pickerington Road, so definitely expect some lane closures out there as well. I'm 10DB's Brianna Albizu with your
In Plumbing.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit PauseBeforeYouPlay.org.
Come out and see us. We are here till 9 a.m. today. T-Bone and Tyvus featuring Joshua Perry. Tyvus is on paternity leave, but we are out here just right when you come in the main entrance. You walk down the pathway. You walk past the big tent where they have the golf shop, all the, you know, PGA Tour shop, all that stuff. We're right at the end of that pathway. You'll see us there right next to the practice screen. And then, of course, you can see us, Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon, and then Rothman and Ice, noon 3. Today and tomorrow, we'll be out here. Then Saturday and Sunday, a variety of our shows will also be out here on location. We'll have all the coverage for you as well. 10 TVs roaming around. Adam King.
Sure.
Looking well-coiffed, I'm sure, when he gets peeled off of whatever green he passed out on last night.
I don't think I like that word.
coiffed.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it means you're like, your hair is done well.
Just don't like the way
it
sounds.
He's got some volume to the hair.
Coiffed. Dylan, coiffed is fine. I'm pretty sure it's a fine. I don't know if I know how to spell it. I've heard it said, but I think it's a fine term.
Boom. Before the break, we were talking about ticket reselling. And
Yeah.
As someone who came from a music radio background before I worked here, I got a lot of passion about this topic.
Like, yeah.
So what my so out here on the TVs on the at the Fan, we all have an interesting fact about ourselves, and mine that I like to flex is that I went to the Eras Tour twice.
Oh yeah, you saw Taylor Swift
yes,
live
which
two times
was, like,
on that tour.
The most impossible tour to get tickets to in the history of concerts, right?
As a family where everyone else in my house is a Swiftie but me, I am very well aware, Dylan. That's yes.
So yeah,
I've heard it's bad.
I was able to through channels that most people can't because I work in this industry, was able to get tickets at face value. And I'll full disclosure, the second one I went to was Indy. I had floor seats and I paid $350 a ticket, which is dirt cheap compared to what the other people were spending there.
People were paying $10,000 or more.
Out of curiosity,
thing, right?
I asked the people next to me what they paid for their tickets. They paid $6,000 on the resale market.
Oh, yuck.
That seems, honestly, it sounds like a bargain compared to what
pair,
some people
right?
are paying for. Yeah.
So I paid $350, they paid $3,000 a piece. I essentially could have made 10 times the money if I wanted to.
Yeah.
On these tickets. And I don't think that that's what God intended resale to be. When it first happened, it was supposed to be like, hey,
did God have an intention for resale?
He was supposed to be question. Like, hey, I couldn't make it to this concert and I don't want to be out all the money. And someone who initially couldn't make it now could make it. It wasn't meant to feed families off of. That's not what it was supposed to be.
Well,
and you see it in sports, too.
That's what I'm saying. There's a famous story about John Cena, right? The pro wrestler. He bought from Ford this like supercar they had made that the GT, Ford GT or GT40. It's like they made them in the 60s. They were race cars. They re-brought them back like in the early 2000s. And then they brought some back like maybe 10 years ago. They did this again. And the only way you could buy one of these, you had to either be a Ford customer who had spent so much money you could basically own a dealership, or you had to be like a super celebrity car collector to get the initial invite to buy one of these cars. Everyone who bought one of these cars, and John Cena was one of them, had to sign an agreement that said when you buy this car, you cannot resell it for like, it was, I don't know if it was permanently or if it was a minimum of 5 years or something like that, but they said if you do, you will open yourself up to a lawsuit from Ford. And so he bought the car, apparently did not read the fine print, was not aware of it, or thought they're not going to enforce that. Sold it, put it up for sale after a couple years. Ford came down on him with all of their lawyers and said, absolutely not. We didn't force you to buy this, but you opted into buying this thing. We don't want these to be traded and triple the value. We want people to hang on to them and drive them and enjoy them. Right or wrong, that's their prerogative. Chick-fil-A is closed on Sundays. Right or wrong, that's their prerogative.
Sure.
Businesses can have their prerogatives, right?
Yeah.
I don't see why sports teams can't say, if you're not from this area code or zip code, or if you're not a diehard fan, we're not trying to sell you these tickets. If we find out you're a guy who's buying 20 different tickets around the thing just to resell them, we're not going to let you do that.
Yeah, or if you're somebody who's a season ticket holder, but you sell 90% of your tickets every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to let you buy anymore.
No, I think the Spurs were fully within their rights to do that, even though it didn't keep all the Knicks fans out of that building. I'm sure there's
which
people,
is the point. Like, you can't keep them all out, and they shouldn't be out.
No.
But if you can tip the scales in your favor in your home venue, I don't see a problem with that.
I wonder if people would be okay with this. Like, let's say you're an Ohio State ticket holder, you have season tickets. Obviously, if you can sell those Michigan tickets, I wouldn't want to. If I'm a season ticket holder, that's the goal, right? Is to go to the Texas game last year, the Michigan game this year, stuff like that. But if you are going to if you buy those tickets, I wouldn't want to be locked in on what if I can't go? I want to get my money back on the tickets. Totally understandable. I don't see why someone like Ohio State couldn't say, all right, if you want to sell your tickets back, the only way you can do it is through our website to us, and then we will put them back up. And then Ohio State can control the cost on that to keep them purposely low. You could limit who buys them. Like, I don't see why that would be a problem. Now, I understand selling 100,000 seats, you're going to have some visiting fans.
Sure.
But, like, wouldn't they have liked to have a system like that in place when Tennessee fans tried to come down here and take, air quotes, take
Kneeling
over the stadium?
North.
Right, all that crap. Like, actually, I'm glad we got them in there because they got to witness that.
I am too, honestly.
Thorough beat
I down. Wish there were more of them in there so they could see how we do it in the North.
Yeah, right.
I'm tired. All had to hear about how football's played in the South. We know how to do it in the South. You come up here in the cold, you guys running around faking with their shirts off before the game, and then you see what a real butt whooping looks like.
Yeah. I mean, Dylan, I don't know if we have a fan poll up yet, brought to you by JT's Pizza Pub. They always do a great job helping us get this fan poll going. But do you have anything up there yet? Because maybe we could something along the lines of, okay, maybe something along the lines of, should sports teams be allowed to control who resells their tickets or something like that? Because I do feel like Ohio State fans would have a problem if they were told you can't resell your tickets.
Right.
But if the idea is we're trying to keep the cost down so that getting into, say, the Michigan game doesn't cost you $800 as a fan. Like, now it may cost you $200 for face value tickets,
sure,
or $250 or $300 or whatever the number is. But, like, as long as that's face value, I'm fine with it. Like, I don't like it when StubHub or someone else is, like, profiting off of that. That bugs the hell out of me.
That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah,
but it bugs me too.
Yeah, like the absolutely. Year I've made it known to you guys that the year that Joshua and Tyvus won the national championship, I had season tickets. I was at every home game, and I got them from someone who just wanted to stay in the season ticket, like, you know, where you have to stay in it in order to get them. They just wanted to stay in it, but they didn't really want to go to the games, and they sold me the tickets for pretty much face value. I mean, it was like 8 games that year, and it was like a little over $1,000. I don't know what it is now, but it's astronomically higher than that.
No, and that's great if you're selling for face value. That's all well and good, but, like, I know there's...
And selling it to a friend, too, who you know is, like,
good to go and actually
and they're a
it.
Fan. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Like, all that. And even if you could set up a system then where it's like, hey, I want to resell it. I'll sell it back to Ohio State. But this guy wants these seats, and he's applied specifically to buy my seats, and I'd like them to go to him.
Right.
Find a system where you can do that, right?
Sure.
But I know that in the music industry, it's been such a problem that now there's been a few times I've bought tickets recently where I just went to a show a couple weeks ago in Cleveland, and that was the thing, is like the app I was on said, we will send you the tickets. The ticket codes will activate 2 hours before. The only way you can transfer them, you can send them to someone's phone number, so you could transfer them.
Right.
But like... It just made it a little bit tougher to do the resale thing, and it was only through their app. It wasn't like they were completely out of the Ticketmaster loop, and I thought...
That's great.
We got to start doing more stuff like that in sports.
Yeah.
It's killed all my momentum for, like, the World Cup. I'm a big soccer guy, but all the tickets that you can find are all resell, minimum $500. And this is... I was looking at Philadelphia to see... I think it was Croatia and Curacao, maybe? It was. I can't remember who the other matchup was, but it was like... Not even the U.S. One ticket in the nosebleeds, $550.
I'm good.
No, that's not going to happen for most people. That's not it. All right. Well, you didn't get to hear from Jared first because we got to talking about other things that matter. So maybe we'll play some audio from him coming up. But I also saw there was a really dumb idea in college football that they've already abandoned. It didn't even happen yet, but they've already thrown it in the trash. And I hope they do that more often. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Right now, we are closely monitoring two crashes over on the east side of Columbus, really by Reynoldsburg. The first one's going to be 70 in that westbound direction, just beyond State Route 256, where that left shoulder is blocked. Looks to be involving 3 cars. But after that, another crash not too far away. This time it's 70 affecting that westbound ramp to Bryce Road, where that right lane is blocked. In total, looking about 30 miles per hour when it comes to your slowdowns and your speeds. Definitely take 40 Broad Street to get around this traffic, especially if you are heading downtown. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Face Today.
Have you ever met a man who wins money betting on tennis? Enter Scotty Vegas. Join Scotty and Dave Biddle for On the Money.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
Sunday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Weston Air Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Good morning, friends. You're listening to a special edition of T-Bone and Tyvus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
Joshua Perry in for Tyvus, who is on paternity leave. We are live from your field. We have patrons rolling in as we are out here for the Memorial Tournament all weekend long. We'll be out here broadcasting live 6 to 9 a.m. tomorrow and Friday. Bishop and Friends 9 to noon both days, Rothman and Ice both days, noon to 3, and then coverage all weekend as well. We'll have leaderboard updates. We'll have weather updates. We got the whole thing covered out. So if you are making it out here, or if you're not and you just want to stay up to date, we'll have it all for you here. We've got some golfers just about ready to tee off, right, Joshua?
Yeah, we do. Jason Day, it looks like 8:05, and he is with Jordan Spieth, Billy Horschel. At 8:15, so
former champion thing, out here,
yeah, getting this thing rocking and rolling early.
Love that, Jason Day. Although from Australia,
yes,
Columbus resident now.
So we claim
Central
him.
Howard. Yeah, we and claim he claims him, of course, us. And that's exactly right. Very good stuff to see there. So yeah, if you're making your way out, plenty of cool stuff to do out here as always. If you can squeeze us into your plans for the day, we'd love to see you out here. Where we are, just as you walk past the putting greens, the practice greens, that's where we are. Stationed and will be all day long, all weekend long. So I said there was a really dumb idea in college football that's already been abandoned. So apparently, and I had forgotten about this. I guess I saw it in a news blip and just kind of passed over it. NC State and Virginia were going to play their week zero game, I believe, in Brazil. They were going to play at Rio de Janeiro at the Nilton Santos Stadium, also known as Engenho.
Okay.
Let them live. The 44,000-seat venue has hosted the 2016 Summer Olympics and the soccer tournament that is called the Copa America. Virginia was going to be the designated home team. However, apparently, according to a statement from NC State, they found that the partner they were working with down in Brazil said, oh, it's this year? Never mind. We can't make that happen. That's not going to be a thing. So I would guess there were some NC State fans and or Virginia fans who were thinking, let me book some travel so I can go down there to Rio. And now that's just up in smoke a few months before that game's supposed to be played. So, yeah, good times, everybody.
Why are we taking college football games away from college football venues?
Amen.
That to me, like, the NFL can do whatever they want, right? Go play as many international games as you want to play. They could play them out here. They could play them in a television studio for all I care, right? Like, the NFL can do it because it's the NFL. Part of the experience of a college football game, and I don't care if it's Virginia in North Carolina State, is the idea that it happens on campus and there is that atmosphere and there's a nostalgia that plays into it. And taking them anywhere that is not on campus to me is a huge mistake. So I'm glad this thing didn't work out.
Yeah, I am too. And I don't necessarily mind that, like, it's not about it being international, to your point.
Yeah.
You could be playing this thing in Dallas, for all I care,
sure.
At Jerry World.
Don't want it.
By the way, what would the attendance be for that game? In Dallas, like two people show up for an NC State-Virginia non-conference game. Remember that? They played this game last year, and that was the weird quirk. It was they had scheduled it, but there were not enough ACC conference games, so they had to play each other in the ACC as non-conference opponents. And it factored into all that crap with Duke and Miami last year.
Yeah.
The results from these games kind of factored in. So just a dumb idea all the way around. But I'm with you. There's college sports, not just football, but basketball is the same boat.
Yeah.
You got to have great venues. Wasn't the story this morning, did I see this right? You know how Duke entered into that deal with, is it Amazon Prime?
I think it was Prime.
To put a few games of theirs on. They're all going to be at neutral sites. I want to say the one with Michigan was supposed to happen at Madison Square Garden. And again, I may have the details. Dylan, double check this because I may have the details wrong. I glanced at this morning as I was heading out the door, but I believe it's that game was originally going to be played at MSG this year. Now they can't get that to work. So I thought I heard they said they're going to try to play it in Miami in the Marlins indoor.
Okay, that's correct.
What are we doing? What are we doing?
Stupidity.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying the Chrysler Arena is the best, but like, you've got Cameron Indoor.
Yeah.
And like two decent, I mean, Cameron Indoor is great. Michigan's is whatever. I hate them. But like, that's a college basketball venue that's probably good if I wasn't so blinded by my dislike for the Wolverines. Like, I'm just saying, put it in one of those two places.
I know.
But no, we can't have a one-off event where we sell 30,000 seats to it. So we got
that's the part of the problem. Like, if you're a basketball person, you could probably be talked into any game at Madison Square Garden, right? Like, people feel a way about that as basketball fans. It is
what
it is.
That is a legendary venue. I agree with you there.
But once you move off of that, You don't have very many other options that give you the excitement that you need. And part of this experience is the excitement. Like, everybody will tell you, oh, I don't think the quality of college basketball is the same as the NBA. College football is the same as... It's not.
No.
But part of it is the full experience that brings it together.
Well, we obviously have all bagged on the shot, right?
Oh, yeah.
For its lack of atmosphere and its cavernous confines and all that stuff. But I have been there for big time top 10 matchups with Ohio State and Michigan State over the years. That place was rocking. Mm-hmm. I have been there for a Duke game. I've been there for a Kansas game. That place was absolutely phenomenal place to watch a game. It's almost like when you have great matchups, any venue on a college campus is going to be better. And I'm saying that is a more sterile environment, but it's because it's still on a college campus that the students are all there.
Right.
The diehard fans who've been with these teams for 30 years are there, 40 right. years. Those fans are out there. And, of course, you've got some people who are just like, oh, it's a big game. I want to show up. People who are not from the area who just buy tickets to go see it.
Yeah.
They'll travel to wherever For your sure. games are. As opposed to one of those other Duke games they're going to try to put, I believe, in Vegas.
Oh, come on. Like, that is the antithesis of the experience that you're talking about. Like, you go to games on campus. You do the sightseeing. You go back to your favorite restaurants if they're still open. You probably drive by the terrible apartment that you used to live in. Like, there's a whole thing that goes with this.
Yeah, yeah, 100% right. Yeah. It's all about, to me, the people who run college athletics don't actually understand what they run. They don't understand the...
They don't understand the people that consume.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
It's like, if you ran... Where is the Louvre? Is that where the Mona Lisa sits, I think? Let's say it is. It's like if the people who ran the Louvre were like, well, they must be here for the lighting and for our concessions and for the marble floors. It's like, no, they're here to see a piece of history.
Right.
That's what they're here to see. And wherever you put that is going to be the place people are going to congregate because they want to see the Mona Lisa. Like, that's what you have with college sports. They want to come here because it's different than any other experience you can have. A baseball game is different than any other experience you can have.
No doubt.
But how many times did baseball suffer when they tried to put them in multipurpose stadiums? Back when I was a kid, everybody wanted to be in, like, you could play football and baseball in the stadium, and it killed a lot of the vibe. Then in the 90s, Camden Yards came around. The Jake came around. Now, obviously, Progressive Field. Great American Ballpark. Like, everyone's trying to get back to, let's make these things look like ballparks.
Sure.
Eventually, the idiots that run college sports will figure out, oh, yeah, you should put all your games on college campuses.
You don't
need them to be in giant NFL stadiums or in, you know,
far-flung
locales.
You know what part of the problem is, though? And it's the same thing I tell you about being a Browns fan. People watch on TV. People continue to go to the games. They buy jerseys.
You're right.
That is the only thing they care about. Your feedback is your dollars.
Your
feedback is your attention. And as long as you keep giving it to them, despite them taking away all the things that you like, nothing will get better.
They continue to give us things we don't ask for. The people that run college sports, like,
and we take it.
Like, so Farmageddon was played in Dublin, Ireland last year, and they did like these cute packages of like the people in Ireland having no idea about anything Kansas State or Iowa State related.
Kansas State and Iowa State, for those who don't know the lore of college football's mediocre rivalry.
Right. And like, they thought it was a cutesy thing to do, and I thought that was exactly what was wrong with them playing in Dublin, Ireland. Like, none of those people care. None of those people asked for Kansas State and Iowa State to go over there. That's why Michigan had to cancel their game in Germany. This game had to get canceled. And no one's asking for it, so why do we continue to do it?
I don't. The answer is because idiots are in charge. And to your point, Joshua, you can't blame, I don't blame college sports fans for saying Ohio State is playing where?
Right.
Albany, New York at 3 a.m. against whoever. We'll get Buckeye fans to be like, well, I guess we got to go to Albany. Yeah. I don't want to go. We'll all be complaining about it as we buy the hotels and go, because that's how many diehard fans you have of that program.
It's a problem, though.
The people who take advantage of that are the people who are in charge of college sports now.
100%.
Go, what if we put this game in Atlanta that doesn't need to be? What if we put this game in Southern California and it's two East Coast teams? They know the big fan bases will travel and go.
Yep.
And I get why we all go, but you're right. We probably shouldn't. We should probably start boycotting some of that stuff, see if that helps. All right, we'll come back. Got to talk about one of the strangest NFL stories in recent memory because there are some new developments in it. You'll hear that next. T-Bone and Tyvus live from Mirfield on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Still watching a vehicle fire for you just outside of Grandview. We're talking 315, that northbound ramp to King Avenue. It is partially open, but that right shoulder is still blocked. At least looking a lot better when it comes to slowdowns before. Looked about 30 miles per hour for your speeds out there. Much better news, as I mentioned. Not the same situation, though, for our friends in our southeast Columbus spot. We're talking by Canal Winchester. About a five-minute commute, but it is growing on 33 in that westbound direction between Gender Road and 270. I'm 10TV's Brianna Albizu with your Fan
Project.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good morning, I'm Dylan Gonzalez. The Memorial Tournament for Murfield Village just teed off. You can join the Fan at the Memorial Tournament today through Sunday, as we'll have live coverage from Jack's Place all weekend long. In Game 1 of the NBA Finals, the New York Knicks went into San Antonio and beat the Spurs 105-95. Game 2 will tip off tomorrow at 8:30. The Cleveland Guardians defeated the New York Yankees 5-4 for their second straight win against the Bronx Bombers. The Guards will go for the sweep this afternoon at 1:35. Meanwhile, the Cincinnati Reds were on the wrong end of a three-game sweep after losing to the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night. The Redlegs have the day off today, but will look to get back on track tomorrow night in St. Louis. This update is sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens right here on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Tybus is convinced he can hit a 300-yard drive.
It's a giant swing.
His actual number?
Look at that ball go.
3.
Wow.
3 yards. You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
All right, so Chef Steven, who is taking care of all the culinary expertise that you have out here at Muirfield, for the Memorial, he has just stopped by with a breakfast delivery. And Joshua, it's the time where I am sorry to say that I empathize with you on your food allergies. However, I'm going to like scarf food right in front of your face, and I feel bad about that.
You shouldn't feel bad.
Brought us a sausage, egg, and sweet potato breakfast burrito.
Wow.
With a little bit of salsa. We also got a little clementine orange in there, which is great. So I've been trying that already. That's been really good. He also, he wasn't aware Tybus wasn't going to be out here this week, but he did bring something for Tybus.
Yes, he did.
Which is a mango, pineapple
spinach, and wheatgrass
smoothie. It's a green smoothie.
Yes.
You can see it if you're on our YouTube chat. Jen, do you want to try this, or do you want me to try it? Because
so
Joshua's not going to risk with
I'm with Joshua in regards to I have a bad soybean allergy.
Oh, see? Well, then great.
And sometimes they make stuff with soy, like soy milk and stuff. And I need to be here till 11. So you can go
you know
for
what?
It.
I have a lot of other problems, but I have no food allergies. So I'm going to give this a shot and see how it's safe.
And he's drinking it right now for those
that
who
is, can't. You that know, is delicious.
Radio. There you go.
That's pretty good. David Babner just walked up, so now the real party's going to start.
There
he runs, if you're not aware, 971 The Race. You can go to 971therace.com. The Fan 5K, June 20th out at Otterbein. You can get registered for the Common Man Mile. You can do the 5K with me, 10 or the 9.71K. I think Reeser's going to do that. Get
Race
all signed
Tybus.
Up. Everything's happening out here. David Babner is royalty around these parts. The parties are legendary out here. we're already here. You're already stopping at the team shop and everything. You got it going on. How is? I mean, I guess this isn't Augusta apparently. So I mean, I'm surprised you slum it down here at Muirfield after your travels all over the world to go watch great sporting events, Dave. But we're glad you joined us here today.
Well, it doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, of course
I mean,
not.
Jack's Place, beautiful weather, unbelievable pro-am yesterday. I walked up here a little earlier, saw the guys on getting ready to tee off on one. It's unbelievable here in Dublin, Ohio.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. Jason Day, I believe, is up. Like I think he's towing the tee box as we speak. He and Jordan Spieth paired up this morning. So that's a great way to get you started on a Thursday out at Muirfield.
Well, and last Thursday out at Muirfield, we had the 4-miler here.
Yeah, that's
sold
right.
Sold out, 2,500 people, huge party, a huge celebration of the healthy, active lifestyle right here in Muirfield. Great tour of Dublin. Finished out at the Golden Bear Club. Big party there afterwards. What a way to kick
Beautiful.
Off the tournament.
It's great.
All right, so give me a little preview. What are you expecting these next 4 days here?
unbelievable golf.
Yeah.
If you didn't, I don't know if you guys touched on it this morning. Scotty said that in the pro-am, a pro will play nine holes. Did you touch on the fact that Scotty Scheffler went seven under on his own ball?
I didn't see that.
For his nine holes?
I'd say that's a pretty good way to get your weekend started.
I would
here.
Say, you know, it's like Scotty or the field. It's like when Tiger was playing, you play Tiger or the field. Ludwig Åberg, one of my favorite guys, looks good out here.
Oh, yeah, he's the one who I don't say his name right because I read it and I'm not a big golf fan and I didn't realize it's Åberg, but it doesn't look like that.
I can't pronounce it. That's okay. but like Rory McIlroy, I can pronounce that.
He's ready to go.
And always a, you know, Ricky Fowler fan favorite out here.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be unbelievable golf. They've got a remarkable field. Yeah. I just talked to the guys in the pro shop and the merchandise is flying off the shelves. I mean, people love this tournament. They love Jack Nicklaus. They love Muirfield Village. They love the city of Dublin.
Yeah, it's all great. And I'll tell you this. I'm not a huge golf fan. I don't play a lot of golf. I have respect for the sport. I think it's an awesome thing that we do here. But I'm a big fan of Central Ohio. And I know you are, too. And, like, Joshua growing up here as well, like, this is one of those events that if you live in Central Ohio for any amount of time, you eventually get it like, oh, yeah, it's that time of year. The whole city just changes, especially up in Dublin, northwest part of Central Ohio. Like, that's where everyone kind of gravitates toward this time of year. There's lots of people that I'm sure will not ever hit one of these fairways or be around here, but they get to walk this course with the legends, and then they get to go to some legendary parties afterwards. Like, it's just a great time to be a fan of Central Ohio, even if you're not a huge golf fan. This is still a great event to be a part of.
And Dan Sullivan and his whole team at H&S Sports Group do a remarkable job making this welcoming and giving people permission to come out here. There's some fantastic just patron spectator zones. Hmm. The Hill on 12, the Hill over on 16, where they've got Adirondack chairs set up. You can come out, enjoy a beverage, watch guys hit into the green. And the way the pros play this game, it's unlike anything that most amateurs. I play a lot of golf, and it seems like they're playing a whole different game. It's fun.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk races here for a sec. Because my wife was out here last week, enjoyed her time. I've been to Cap City with you. You put on some great events. So give the people reasons why they should sign up for the race later this month.
Well, on June 20th, this was T-Bone's, one of his ideas. Him and Reeser came to me a while ago, and they said, hey, what if we did our own race? And T-Bone's been at a bunch of our events, been out on St. Patrick's Day, been to Cap City, been to Grandview Yard. And I said, let's do it. Let's make it fun, and let's make it inviting, and let's make it accessible for everybody listening to your show and the fans. So there's the one-mile option you mentioned. There's a 5K. There's a 10K, which is always popular. There's not a lot of 10Ks around Columbus. But it's fun. Out at Otterbein, big party afterwards. It's just one of those things that if you haven't ever participated in a road race and the word race or the word running intimidates you, come on out and participate. You can walk, you can run, you can skip, you can do whatever. And then your guy, Tyvus. congratulations, Tyvus, on the baby boy. Yeah. But your guy, Tyvus, committed to run a 40-yard dash at 7:45.
Well, you got full medical staff and everything out there, right? Yeah. In case he blows a hammy.
So two things with that. One is, because it's at Otterbein, it's on their track, which surrounds their football field. So we'll have the yards already marked off. So we're going to be out there timing you to see if you can beat his 40 time or see how you compare to Tyvus's 40 time. Also, though, like this is the type of event that with Tyvus being on paternity leave, I was worried, oh no, is he going to be able to make it back in time? That is the day his paternity leave ends. And so that is his return to all things the fan, other than the YouTube chat, which he's been in every day since he's been off. But that's, if you want to go hang out with Tyvus, if you've missed hearing him on the air, not that Josh was doing a great job, he's doing phenomenal, but if you want to go see Tyvus, he'll be out there and you get to, you know, find out about how being a father of three is treating him at the Fan 5K. So
isn't on your either Twitter feed or YouTube feed, isn't somebody always talking about beating Tyvus in 1 mile?
Yeah, we have a guy, Rusty, in our chat who talks about it all the time.
So Rusty can come out. We'll see his 40 yards.
Rusty, I think, I'm pretty sure if I remember correctly, Rusty was there, and I saw Rusty at the OSU 4-miler.
We met Rusty there.
So there's
he's already registered.
All kinds of good events there from M3S
Jen's
Sports.
Plugged in. She's ready. Yeah. She knows. Oh, that's Rusty.
Yeah. Last year was fun. The thing we changed this year was to move it back earlier an hour to make it just so it's a little cooler because it was a little warm that day. But yeah, I walked the whole thing. I walked 3 miles last year, and there were people still out there when I got off the course. Oh. So, like, if you are the fastest runner that has always run since junior high and high school and all that, or if you never run,
yep,
these events are still great. So, yeah, it'll be a fun time.
And we'll celebrate you no matter where you finish.
Right? Exactly right. Oh, right? Yeah.
First, and people say to me, you know, their age group awards or first place. We don't care where you finish. You're going to get the same medal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? By the way, these medals are phenomenal at all the different events. Like, if you're into it, you can start collecting those. They look really good.
Yeah. So make sure you go sign up for it. Just go to 971therace.com and you can get signed up now. David, we'll let you get on with the rest of your viewing today. We're looking forward to the parties that you're throwing out here. And yeah, it should be a fun time for everyone coming out to Muirfield. But yeah, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Take some breakfast with you, too.
Oh,
yeah, maybe already had a little breakfast. Maybe a little early breakfast of the liquid variety.
You guys got breakfast out here already. You got the smoothie. You got the wraps. You're ready to go.
Yeah, we're good to go.
And that's another thing, real quick, before I jump off that.
Yeah.
Watching how this tournament treats the players. This is really world class. Mm-hmm. I mean, and they talk about how this is some of the best treatment they get on tour all year round. So, kudos to Nicholas Rocca, everybody in the clubhouse, Dan Sullivan and his whole team. I mean, it is really one of the premier events in the country, which is what you'd expect in the city of Columbus, which really is a great sports town.
Yeah, absolutely is. And no matter what the sport is, we're always out to support it. So obviously a great weekend in store for us out here at Muirfield. We'll come back. Nick Saban thinks the problem with college sports is the exact same thing that benefited him. We'll talk about it next. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Thursday. If you're traveling southbound on 315, a huge heads up. You're looking at a 32-minute delay for your commute after a crash. On that 315 southbound direction, we're talking just passing King Avenue, where two left lanes are currently blocked out there. Definitely take 23 or Riverside Drive to get around this congestion. Also, for our friends on the north side of Columbus, we're talking just south of Westerville, a crash on 270 northbound passing State Route 3. That left shoulder is blocked. I'm 10TV's Brina Albizu with your fan.
Join our resident gambling degenerates, Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas, for On the Money. Sunday mornings at 9.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We've got another beautiful day all across Central Ohio. Sunshine sticking around through the morning, and by the time we hit this mid-afternoon, we're going to see highs climbing to the mid-80s. It's going to be warm, but it's going to feel quite nice because we'll have a light breeze moving in through the way. I'm your 10 Weather Impact Meteorologist, Lily Aldrich, with 97.1 The Fan.
Just when you thought afternoons couldn't get any dumber.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you?
Common Man and Timmy.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Your home for dumb. The Fan. T-Bone and Tyvus. Two men who couldn't possibly look more out of place broadcasting live at the Memorial Tournament.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
T-Bone and Tyvus right here on The Fan. We are at the Memorial. And
good job, Joshua.
Yeah, how about it?
Keep talking.
Here we go. So
They brought us food, and now
Plenty of food.
I'm enjoying the food.
And we thought we were going to get a little bit more time in the break. Things happen. People are visiting. And if you're here, come and see us. We'd love to hang out with you. But, you know, it's morning. You got to get your food in one way or another. So that's what we're doing right now.
Well, who just stopped by? With a little good touch. You're all about the good touch.
Good touch.
Timmy Hall. Yeah. Who is not broadcasting from here today or tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy are back in the studio.
But he's out here.
Because he's going to be here whenever he's not on the air.
Of course.
He'll be out here. I'm sure it kills him to know he's not out here like Thursday and Friday when he could be out roaming the course all day and then doing the show from 3 to 6.
Pressure his co-host into being social.
He should. And I welcome him to in his best efforts of trying to do that. We'll see how that goes.
You want to talk about Nick Saban?
Yeah, man. This is. I think you and I feel very similarly about Nick Saban, in that legendary coach. I don't want to speak for you on that, but like legendary coach. But every time he opens his mouth about anything related to college football nowadays, you would think he coached at like Hofstra. And was like a 30-year guy who was essentially a gym teacher.
Or he was Bear Bryant, like back when nobody was really...
Or that, sure.
Making money.
Like, Right, but like the way he talks about college athletics now is like it's out of control. The spending's insane. The money is ruining the sport. And I just feel like I must have been asleep for like 30 years because I thought Nick Saban coached in the last decade.
Yeah.
I thought Nick Saban coached in a time when we saw unprecedented growth in the TV dollars, the coaching salaries, sure, everything around this sport. But Dylan, I don't know if you have any audio from this yesterday where Nick Saban was talking to Congress, but like, I just feel like a lot of his comments leave a lot to be desired from someone who was actually around the game when tons and tons of money was getting, you know, was getting made in this sport.
We have it if you want it.
All right, yeah, let's play it a little bit.
Let me give you the history. My first year we had collective at Alabama, $2.7 million. Next year, $7 million. Next year, $10 million. I retired. Next year, $17 million. Next year, $24 million. Now you have schools that have close to $40 million rosters. So if we continue to do that, we're going to lose Olympic sports, we're going to lose non-revenue sports, we're going to lose scholarships, and basically what's going to happen is you're going to have football and basketball succeed, and we'll have club sports for everything else.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I just feel like Nick Saban spending, like talking about the spending when it's like, did his team not spend money on players?
It's the part that bothers me is, once again, this idea of, oh, it was cool when I was making a ton of money and I was building up a net worth and a personal wealth to the point where I could open up a car dealership.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like that was fine. But now, oh, these rosters are getting out of control and I can't buy kids with a scat pack anymore.
Right.
We actually
have to give them some real money. Legendary.
Like that is, it's crazy to me. Now, the thing that I do resonate with, and I don't want this to get lost. I feel like there is a squeeze on athletic departments right now to eliminate Olympic sports. And I don't like that because part of my thought process is that collegiate sports should not be a business enterprise that tries to make the most money possible. Now, I know that's not the reality,
right,
but there is a place for Olympic sports. And for all the folks who are like, well, nobody cares about them, you do every 4 years when the Olympics come on.
Yeah,
I see everybody walking around with their American flag shirt on.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you absolutely care about Olympic sports, and where are these athletes going to be developed if it's not on college campuses?
That's a great point. And it's something that they really have to figure out. One thing you're not going to have to figure out this week, so far it looks like, is the weather, at least today and tomorrow. Meredith Garfalo just stopped by. Hello, Meredith.
Hi, guys. I've been live all morning, actually, from the driving range. So
yeah,
I've been getting the first look at the players. They're looking good for today, and the weather's looking good, too.
Yeah, yeah. What are we, like, I mean, clear skies mostly today?
We're going to have some high clouds like we have now. But today it's going to be even hotter, even higher UV index. Very similar tomorrow. And then as we move forward, Saturday we have a brand new alert day in place, in case you haven't joined us this morning yet. There could be some strong to severe storms when the tournament is wrapping up and into the evening. I know we have a Forefest, I believe, happening in Bridge Park, and so something to keep in mind. You'll want to keep checking the forecast, but the next couple days are looking so good, guys.
Can we just briefly talk about the fit?
I was getting ready to do it.
One, I noticed birds are part of the fit, but then I realize, is that not the Jason Day line?
I don't know if you guys can see it, but
yeah. You've got all the it's got all the local floral and fauna.
This was the
Malbon. That's
from the tournament. I actually got this as a gift for my birthday, and then I went and bought the top because I was like, okay, I really love the outfit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so today, yep, I did see Jason Day out there, waved at them, and yesterday I was talking to his team and said I really love his fashion. So if there's one golfer on the tour that I can connect with the fashion, I definitely think it's Jason Day.
I know Common Man and Timmy have been railing on those, but I think they're great. I've thoroughly enjoyed all the. I'm a big bird fan in general.
Okay, so good, and that's why we get along so well.
It's exactly right. Well, great stuff. 10 TV, 10 plus to see all the coverage there. I'll let you get back to it because I know you guys have a busy day of covering this tournament, getting the weather, all that stuff. But
Sounds good.
Thanks for popping in, Meredith.
Can I grab a burrito?
Yeah, take a burrito with you. Yeah, they stop.
This is why I came by to see the guys.
Come and get some food. Absolutely.
Thank you.
If you're driving in and you want some food, we got a few pieces left over, so come get some. But yeah, there you go. Meredith Garfalo from 10 TV, of course, joining us as well. Dylan, we were talking. Did anybody give us any more suggestions on the drinks for summertime? Like the best summertime beverages? Do you have any more thoughts on that?
I would have to go way back in the YouTube chat.
Oh, they've already moved on. What are they talking? I haven't even looked at the chat this morning, sadly, because my internet hasn't connected on my laptop. Not anybody else's fault, but my own. But what are we talking about in the chat today?
About Meredith's outfit.
I
me not eating breakfast because I'm not out there.
Oh, yeah. Is it killing you to know that we're getting awesome food out here?
Yeah, it hurts my feelings a little bit.
Do you want me to DoorDash you something like I'm Tyvus?
Yeah, but DoorDash it from here. You know, you're not there.
Right, right.
We found out something interesting. I know you, like, because you have to deal with food allergies. Real thing. Obviously, that's tough. But we were talking about Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A fries in peanut oil.
They do.
You're allergic to peanuts.
I am.
But you were talking about Chick-fil-A.
100% refined peanut oil, which means that there is no peanut protein present.
Really?
So I can consume that chicken that must have like crack in it because it's so good.
It is good.
It's phenomenal.
It's bad when I have resisted because I'm not a follower of trend, clearly not a follower of trends or anything else, but like I try to just like, if I like something, I like it. If everyone else doesn't like it, fine. But if everybody is like, you have to do this, that gives me, my instant reaction is to be like, why do I have to? I don't know that I have to. So the way that like my family has gravitated to the Chick-fil-A chicken, I instantly am like, okay, well, it's good, but it can't be that good, right? And it is very good, right?
Why are you a contrarian?
I don't try to be. I work on it. I try not to be. However, we got one in Marysville.
Mm-hmm.
And the day it opened, who was there with my kids? Because they were like, we have to go the day it opens. And I'm like, okay. Well, so I took them. We went. It was packed. But
yes.
But I can't deny the food was great. Service is great.
And it's efficient. It's like one of the most efficient operations running.
I've never
seen
anything like it.
No, the line is like out of the parking lot, but it's going so fast.
I've never seen a business that's like, we'll close one day a week and be totally fine. And like keeps opening locations that get like, I'm saying good for them. They have their convictions about Sundays, but like if they ever opened, could you imagine the cultural phenomena that would occur if they said Chick-fil-A is now open on Sundays?
Well, the thing that happens every time is you drive past a Chick-fil-A and you're like, damn, that sounds good. Oh, it's Sunday. Wake up Sunday morning. Oh, man, Chick-fil-A breakfast sounds delicious. Oh, it's Sunday.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That's exactly it. And I'm sure that plays into their marketing because I feel like I see more of their commercials on Sundays. And then I go, God, I got to get that tomorrow. And then it gets stuck in my head. So, yeah. Well, we're getting good food out here at the Memorial. Obviously, there are tons of great food options as well. Tons of great golf going as well. We'll get you updated on not necessarily an early leaderboard, but look at who's coming up, who's going to be teeing off here in just a few minutes. We'll talk about that when we get back as well. Also, don't forget, tomorrow, Morning Breath at 8:15. I want your Morning Breath submissions now. If you're new to the show or you don't know what Morning Breath is, it is just someone who should simply shut up. Maybe that's me. Maybe that's Joshua. Maybe it's Tyvus in the YouTube chat. Or it's someone in sports or life, whatever. You can nominate anyone you want to. Just tweet it to us, at Bone and Tyvus 971. One NFL star says he won't be back for a while. Details in 2 minutes. T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Good morning and welcome to your Thursday. If you're traveling southbound on 315, a huge heads up. You're looking at a 32-minute delay for your commute after a crash on that 315 southbound direction. We're talking just passing King Avenue, where two left lanes are currently blocked out there. Definitely take 23 or Riverside Drive to get around this congestion. Also, for our friends on the north side of Columbus, we're talking just south of Westerville, a crash on 270 northbound passing State Route 3. That left shoulder is blocked. I'm 10 TV. He's Brina Albizu with your words.
Good morning, I'm Isaiah Jacob. This Memorial Tournament leaderboard update is sponsored by the BMI Federal Credit Union. Tee off towards a more personal banking experience at BMI Federal Credit Union. Your CBUS Top Picks Best Credit Union for 8 years in a row. Visit BMIFCU.org. The 50th edition of the Memorial Tournament is underway at Muirfield Village. Jordan Spieth and Jason Day were among the first big names to hit the course this morning. Still to come, Cam Young and Tommy Fleetwood tee off at 10:10, followed by another marquee pairing of the day as Rory McIlroy and Justin Thomas head out at 10:25. Then this afternoon, all eyes turn to world number one Scottie Scheffler. The defending champion tees off at 1:35 alongside Aaron Rye as he looks to become just the second player ever joining Tiger Woods to win three straight Memorial tournaments right here in Dublin. Leaderboard updates all weekend long on 97.1 The Fan.
T-Bone and Tyvus is sponsored by Capital Ford of Columbus. Find your dream ride and get approved fast at CapitalFordOfColumbus.com.
Traditions are big in the golf world, and we have a few of our own.
T-Bone is fat, Tybus is loud, and Jen Winters is rolling down a hill.
You're listening to T-Bone and Tybus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
You know, they say time plus tragedy equals comedy, but for Jen Winters, I don't think the falling down the hill tragedy has elapsed enough time for it to seem funny to you.
No. As for the rest of the world.
For the right, the rest of the world.
I used to really love coming here. I really did. This is like the greatest place in the world because I love me some golf.
Yeah.
I like to watch people. There's so many things to watch here, and then now I'm the one people watch to make sure I, you know, get down that hill safely.
With all due respect to the golfers who are obviously putting on a world-class performance here, right?
Yeah.
If you had a sitting section that said, your back can be to all the golf, but you can face the walking path and watch just the people going by, I think people would take them up on those seats and say,
absolutely, because then you can just track it on your phone.
People watching is underrated. It's just as a concept
in the world.
Yeah, just in general.
Yep.
Like, I've never people get mad when they have a layover in an airport.
I love it.
Not that I'm thrilled about it, but it's like, that's the perfect time.
Yeah.
It's like, what else are you supposed to do other than sit here and stare at people?
You really see people at their most vulnerable when you're at an airport.
That's the thing I like about it.
Oh,
you see them in panic and chaos and stress and dysfunction. In malls not being a thing anymore, we have lost some of the best people watching.
Absolutely.
Because
right.
people don't go to malls anymore.
Also, amusement parks. I'm afraid of heights, and I'm not cool with roller coasters, so I will hold everyone's stuff and just watch all the people.
I'm not sure I could get like the lap bar over my legs anymore because they're long and now thick.
Yeah, that's my argument too, is I can't get the lap bar over some portion of my body. I don't know if it's my long legs or if it's my giant stomach, but either way, I'll tell you, the thing you could do, even if you don't like rides, go to the amusement park and people watch. They do have these, I know Timmy's talked about them. Timmy Hall is a guy who does the food packages where you pay a flat fee and then you kind of can just like go around and try all these different foods they have. Because now a lot of these amusement parks are actually trying to make the food better because they know people get mad about that, don't want to come out. And if you don't ride rides, what else are you going to do? Well, now you can people watch, eat some food, and then maybe maybe there is a ride you want to try. But I've heard people who just go and do that, who just especially if I live close to Disney World, I'd go do the Epcot food tour probably once a month.
They won't do the Around the World tour there. That's what I want to do.
The drinking Around the World thing? Absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people go there and run marathons through. No.
Jeez.
As much as I'm excited about the Fan 5K, I'm all about that, but I'm not running a marathon through Disney World. I'm going for the drinking.
Where are we at on Disney adults, by the way? Since we're talking Disney.
We have to be very careful.
What? Who? Why?
There are some Disney adults who work with us.
Okay. And
let's out them. Who are they? One, I'll just full disclosure, I'm married to one, so that's fine.
Our digital director, Tyler Oliver.
Oh, is he a Disney guy? He's a Disney guy.
Okay. His wife is as well, and Austin Ward.
Oh,
and I also believe that Rhyme Time is Jacob Reimer.
Oh, really? Oh, I've seen the photos of him and his young family.
Yes. So we've got three Disney.
You see, they all have kids though. So does that count as a Disney?
It does.
So,
it does. No, because no.
Because Dylan, before Tyler had Wyatt, his son, they were Disney adults.
Right.
Okay.
So I feel like people use their children as the excuse to waste the money at Disney. They use the children as the excuse to throw the lavish party the kid won't remember.
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so these people love Disney. They just say, I wanted to take the... No, you wanted to go. And the kid was there as your excuse.
Yeah, I fully agree with that. And actually, we've reached the point now where my kids, we haven't been in a few years, so we need to go again. But my wife and I are big Star Wars fans. And since Disney now has the Star Wars stuff, I do want to go to the Star Wars parks they have and do all that stuff. My kids, though, are not as big into Star Wars, and I kind of want to just be like, fine, you stay home. We'll go do that. Because, the ride where you get in and you're in you end up on the Death Star and the troops come in marching.
That looks so cool.
It looks amazing. I would do that. I'd get a lightsaber made. I'd do all that stuff. But then the rest of Disney is just Mickey's the goat.
Yeah.
But he'll sue you into oblivion if you,
sure. I've got a bone to pick with Disney generally because when my wife went, she
took... But you work for NBC, so that's...
Well, yeah. She took her sisters, and they drained all of my Hilton points for their vacation.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm like,
oh,
man,
no.
I've been on all these airplanes in these cities. I've been in Iowa City. I've been in Lincoln, Nebraska, these places where I don't really desire to spend a ton of time racking up these points, and y'all waste them at Disney.
Oh, that is frustrating. Yeah. That's bad. I agree. That's totally. But a Disney adult thing, as long as you're not getting away of the kids, that's where I still, like, when people are in line to meet one of the, you know, if you're kicking a kid out of the way so you can go get the picture with Mickey, like, that's where I draw the line. Like, that's too much.
Joshua, you would not be fond of my sister, who has a 20-year-old who she still takes her to Disney every year. I would say in her 20 years of life, they've probably been to Disney on her Disney cruise. I'd put the over-under around, like, 35 times.
Wow. Right. Well, yes. You know you're a Disney adult if you've ended up on a Disney cruise. I think that's like, like that is one that's typically, because no kid is requesting to go on a Disney cruise. That's just you as a parent being like, we want to go cruising. Let's do Disney.
And oh, man.
Yeah, that's probably a good delineator right there. So I saw that Micah Parsons, who is now obviously with the Packers, he had hopes initially after he tore his ACL back on December 14th. I guess, was it just his ACL? Did he tear more? Maybe some meniscus stuff too? Anyway, he had initially hoped he could get back on the field by the first week of the season. Well, he has now come to terms with the fact that that is not going to happen. So he is not going to be cleared to get back on the field until the 9-month mark from his surgery. His surgery was December 29th because they had to wait a couple weeks for swelling to go down and all that stuff. So his earliest possible return to football activities is not until September. So no, he won't be playing. And he did say the goal is to complete the season, not to relapse, and playoffs and pushing towards a championship. But he said, now the goal isn't for me to go out there and hurt myself trying to force myself to get back for the first few games. So going to be a later return to the season for him.
I've never understood the athlete rush. I do understand, like, I want to play and I want to compete and I want to feel like I'm a part of the team. But like this rush to get back, like I'm a super healer. I heal better than any other human has ever healed. Like that whole thing to me is a little bit crazy. Like at that point, take the time that you need. Obviously, your team would love to have you out there. You'd want to be out there. But to his point, you want to be out there for early season games or you want to be playing late into the year chasing a championship? Like that's the question. You got to be healthy to do that.
Yeah. Where do we think the Packers are this year? Like, are they going to be in a mix by the end of the season where you feel like, I mean, obviously his impact on the field will be significant when he's back and healthy.
Yeah.
But will they be in that playoff hunt? I feel like they will be.
I think so. My deal with them is not do I think that they're going to be a team that is a playoff team. I don't know how much I trust them when they actually get there.
Right.
Yeah. That's the big question for me is can they actually string together a postseason where, you know, they – In tight, highly contested games, like they make the right decisions, players and coaches, to be able to pull out a win.
I'm trying to think. I was going to posit a theory here that I feel like for most teams, there's exceptions to every rule, but for most teams, if you're a team that's won like 3 games each of the last 2 years, and then you're like, no, but this year we did it all in the offseason. We're going to go be like a championship level team. Like the teams like the Packers remind you that most of the time there are levels to it where you go from, or like the Cowboys, where it's like, yeah, they're a decent team. It's probably going to make the playoffs, assuming everybody's healthy. What are they going to do when they get there?
Exactly.
Bigger question. And like, I don't know if we want to throw the Bengals in that category. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's something for later this week or next week to discuss. But where are the tiers? The teams that you think are like bona fide championship contenders, the teams that have like been hanging around and should take the jump, but they never do. Bengals could have a discussion about that, but it usually comes down to Joe Burrow's health.
Well, for sure.
But then, like, the Packers for sure in that group of, like, yeah, they're a playoff team, and then what?
Right.
Like,
I mean, winning's a skill. Winning in the regular season is a skill that is a grind, but the playoffs are basically a different sport in a lot of ways, and winning in that environment is also a skill, a different skill.
Who do we have teeing off here in the next few minutes? I'm just curious if we can look at the pairings. It's 8:40-ish, I think, is where we're at. Yeah, it's 8:40. So she's actually yelling at me over there. I see him cussing me out.
Nick
Taylor. So
that
probably means we're near a break.
Coming up at 8:45.
There we go.
8:55, Keegan Bailey.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Or Bradley, excuse me, as well.
And Bailey. Him too.
And him too.
coaching up the OSU offense.
How about
for
it?
Sure. So, all right. So we've got, some golf coming up for you. We are live at Muirfield, the Memorial Tournament ongoing. We will be covering it all day long. We'll be out here for Bishop and Friends. And speaking of, Eric Reeser will join us coming up next. T-Bone and Tyvus on the Fan.
Fan traffic
from the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, some great news here. A crash just clearing up on 315 southbound at King Avenue. All lanes are officially back open. Here's the thing. We are still seeing some traffic, though. Some lingering traffic effects. 10 minutes will be your delays so far. Same situation for our friends on the east side. A crash just clearing up 70 westbound. Just as you're passing State Route 256 Hill Road, that left shoulder, officially back open. But the traffic, again, still lingering this morning, now extending towards Aetna by 70 and State Route 3. 10. I'm 10 TV's Brina Albizu with your
Come. ESPN senior NFL insider Adam Schefter joins Rothman and Ice every Wednesday at 12:30, and he works blue.
Okay.
The NFL Playbook with Adam Schefter is sponsored by the Roofing Guys.
Indeed it is. The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. You're listening to T-Bone and Tyvus live from the Memorial.
Presented by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling. And sponsored by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Visit pausebeforeyouplay.org.
We are live today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Live leaderboard updates throughout the day. And, of course, a lot of our shows will be out here all weekend long. But Bishop and Friends are out here from 9 to noon today and tomorrow as well. And Eric Reeser, part of the show, joining us now. I almost
Hello.
Ryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline, but that's wrong.
No, I'm just here.
We're all on the hotline today, buddy.
He's big. You're a big man.
Yeah, come Joshua on. Perry.
Frame mogged.
Joshua's been...
Did I say that correctly?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
That's Joshua's what the kids say.
Been standing all day. I've been standing too, but apparently in the YouTube chat people have said, is T-Bone sitting or is Joshua that large? And the answer is no, I'm standing. Joshua's just, I'm 5'7", he's 6'4". So, or are you 6'4"?
Yeah.
Okay, at least 6'4".
You know, the benefits of being tall have really expired, right? Like,
have they?
Yeah. When I was an athlete, it was a really good thing. No, this is what happens, right? So we've had the children, right? So the genes have been passed on.
You passed the tall genes on, right?
So that's done. Now it's old women at the grocery store. Excuse me, young man, can you grab that box of cereal for me? It's it's the only benefit.
Yeah.
Helping old ladies.
Dearly departed friend, Emily, who used to work here at the Fan, she long ago passed away, unfortunately, from cancer, which obviously sucks. But Emily was also a fairly tall person. And I remember having a discussion with her once where, because, you know, we would be out in public or go at any event, and people would be like, wow, did you play basketball or volleyball? And she would say, yes. But she was like, but I hate that I get asked that all the time. And it was the first time I realized, like, oh, being tall may not always be a positive. But yeah, that's, but then I would always.
Hey, Joshua, I'll trade you.
I'll trade. Like, yeah. I'll gladly trade. Okay. I'll gladly be 6'4".
I will trade you right now.
I might do it for a day. Like, because I've already gotten, again, I'll be 36 next month, so I've already gotten, like, used to just being this height.
Yeah.
So I've always thought if I could get one wish from a genie, I'd like to be, like, I'd like to be, like, Purdue center height for maybe a day.
No.
Maybe just a day.
No.
Just a seat.
You wouldn't be able to drive comfortably.
Like Zach Edey, just like, couple hours.
Buying pants, being that tall. Like just
well, they
practical.
Have the big and tall, the XL stores.
Yeah, they're big and tall. Like,
so,
how many?
I can tell you the other side of that of being fat, and I already have to deal with that. So I'd rather be tall than
it's
be
not a practical
short and fat.
Way to
I'd
live.
Much rather do that.
My younger brother is 6'7".
Really?
Yeah,
Lord.
So he is just giant.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing fun about that. His legs look like hockey sticks.
Yeah, you know, Reese, when you go to the basketball court and you're just like, do I feel like dunking today? There's so much pressure on me to do it.
Yeah, don't go
it.
To the
it's
basketball
so
court.
Annoying.
5.5 feet tall.
Right. It's so annoying to be asked about that. God, that's so tough. Anyway. Yeah, so Reese, your thoughts here. I mean, it's a great weekend always. When the weather cooperates, it's even better. And so far, we're looking good there. But how do you feel about when you pull up to Muirfield on the Thursday of the tournament? Like, it's a good sign that we are well into summer and we are starting to really get to stretch our legs here as Central Ohio for the warm weather months.
Yeah, as Joshua can probably attest, I've been doing this since I was a wee lad.
Yeah.
And so every Memorial Day weekend, you look to summer and you start it here.
Yeah,
and
much,
this is when you get phenomenal weather like this. Like the Wednesday, Thursday is really kind of like the pros chance to get out here. I mean, like the professional golf watcher, the professional golf fan.
Yeah. Right.
Because you're able to get out warm weather, see some great golf. Obviously, the first round is going to be a lot of fun. Because Friday is the big party. So I don't necessarily say you want to avoid that, but there's, you know, levels to this. And then Saturday, moving day is the best. So as long as I can remember, this has kind of been a rite of passage for Central Ohio in the summer. And it really kind of coincides with everything that you've seen in the area, in the growth of Bridge Park,
yes,
and the growth of Dublin, and in Joshua's neck of the woods, because there's so much here, so everybody's kind of spreading out. But they all really want to be centralized into this location.
Do you do you partake in any of the activities over there in Dublin, Bridge Park?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
It's
fun over there.
I'm in Grandview, so it's a little bit of a hike.
Yeah.
But usually...
Yeah, I'm close to the city. I don't like coming out where you suburban folks stay.
You get maybe a good weekend up at Bridge Park. I know Luke Bryan's there tonight.
Yep.
He's doing his concert. But this is the best.
Yeah.
This feels like recess.
Yeah, it
when
really
you're able to just get out of... And there's not, you know, what we do isn't necessarily work. You're talking sports all day in a studio with no windows, but now you're outside with the people.
Yeah.
And really that chance to interact with listeners, to interact with people, like, what are you guys doing over there? Well, we're the radio folk.
Right. Oh, yeah. But to your point, it does even feel like, I'm sure there are a lot of people walking around their offices yesterday with that same energy that you'd have when you knew a field trip was coming to school, where you're like, you losers are going to be here tomorrow. I'm not. I'm getting out of here. Like, that pre-day off feeling is really good. And I'm sure a lot of people who are out here now were already feeling that yesterday. So if you are feeling a little bit of jealousy that you can't be out here, that's all right. We got you covered.
Well, it's FOMO, and that's what we're here to deliver.
That's exactly right. Coming up on the show today.
I figure this. The 50th Memorial Tournament and everything that comes with it. We will talk to Paul Feinbaum. It's a Thursday, so at 10:30 we'll get his thoughts on the SEC and the Big Ten saying, hey, not so fast, Congress.
I'll tell you what. Let's see if we can start working on Paul Feinbaum to come up here for the Pro-Am. I'm sure he golfs. See what the reception would be out here at Muirfield if Paul Feinbaum, with all his hot SEC takes, came out here and played in a Pro-Am.
He'd be perfect for
him. Him and Peyton Manning could pair up. That'd be great. Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah.
Because Nick Saban's been up here a couple of times.
Yes, right.
I know he was busy on Wednesday testifying in said congressional hearing.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, this travels, right?
Oh, yeah.
These kinds of golf events, you see people coming in from Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I know Ohio native Rob Lowe coming back, always loves doing this. So I don't think you'd have to explain it too much to Paul, because everybody knows who Jack Nicklaus is.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly.
If you're a casual golfer, and so this is the celebration of all of that. And
yeah.
You couldn't ask for a better weekend.
Well, Bo, I saw, is here with a couple of interns. He will tell you about
that. Yes, we have show interns that we also will not pay.
Well, I'd say that's part of being a
welcome to radio, kids.
It's part of, hey, that's how it goes, right? It's all part of it. We pay our dues. They're paying theirs right now. All right, so Reese are there.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop and Friends, 9 to noon. All that coming up right here on The Fan. But now it's time to hit the buzzer, Dylan.
Shove it down your throat.
It's time for the buzzer.
Sponsored by Logan AC and Heat Services.
Don't go through another air conditioner breakdown.
For fast, friendly service, call the experts at Logan Services now for a free estimate and next day air installation.
So, the world of soccer is about to overtake us in the next month, month and a half. FIFA will be bringing its World Cup to our shores, right? We know about that. They are doing everything they can to piss off the average sports fan in North
America. Well, what do you mean?
They've jacked up the ticket prices. Parking is a mile away at some of these stadiums, or 2 miles away for the low, low price of $300, like that. But now I saw this. FIFA has decided to do a U-turn, last-minute U-turn. Tournament's going to start up next week, I believe. They're changing their stadium code of conduct at all these stadiums where the World Cup will be played. They had previously said because of the weather, it'll be hot out. You can bring a water bottle in, an empty 20-ounce plastic water bottle, no metal water bottles, things like that. But you can bring an empty water bottle into the stadium, and you can fill it up at water fountains for free, give you a little way to stay hydrated at these games. Well, they decided to change their mind. According to The Athletic, FIFA have informed World Cup ticket holders that they've no longer are going to be allowing water bottles at the stadium. They say it's for safety reasons.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want anybody throwing water bottles full of, you know, whatever, launching that at the players, which I get is probably a real concern.
It
but also is a real concern is people dropping dead in the stadium of heat stroke.
Probably the bigger concern.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
Because the conditioned athletes are going to be fine. They'll get their water breaks.
Sure
they'll be
they
fine.
Will.
But the people sitting there who've been drinking all day, who now are like, oh, yeah, I should probably have a little bit to drink
yeah.
of the water variety.
Who's the czar of FIFA?
Oh, it's Gianni Infantino, I still believe, is the guy.
I think I would be, if I'm FIFA, more worried about them trying to throw things at us.
There's
and the fans there. Like,
there's
if I have a projectile, I'm lobbing it at him or in his direction.
Hey, I'm told FIFA, all about peace. They, uh-huh. they even have an award, I believe, a FIFA
yep.
Peace Award.
Okay.
Here's your piece.
I don't remember who got it. We'll have to look that up. Anyway, $4 to $6 a bottle of water from FIFA. So congrats. If you're going to the World Cup, you should be able to afford that. That's it for us. We are live out of Muirfield all day long here with The Fan. Bishop and Friends coming up next. Have a great rest of your Thursday. It's T-Bone and Tyvus on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
From the Atlas Butler Plumbing Services Traffic Center.
Well, some great news here. A crash just clearing up on 315 southbound at King Avenue. All lanes are officially back open. Here's the thing. We are still seeing some traffic, though. Some lingering traffic effects. 10 minutes will be your delays so far. Same situation for our friends on the east side. A crash just clearing up 70 westbound. Just as you're passing State Route 256 Hill Road, that left shoulder, officially back open. But the traffic, again, still lingering this morning, now extending towards Etna by 70 and State Route 310. I'm 10TV's Brina Albizu with your Fan.
Hey, Columbus, what if you could buy a new Ford at the exact price of Ford employee pays? No markup, no haggling, just straight employee pricing for everybody. Right now, Capital Ford of Columbus, get that deal on almost every new F-150, Super Duty, Explorer, Mustang, and more. That's thousands in savings on Capital Ford's best-selling trucks and SUVs. This deal will expire soon. Come to Capital Ford of Columbus today and drive home happy with employee pricing. Visit CapitalFordOfColumbus.com today, where we are priced for you.